The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Act.
Important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's play ball.
Back here at Hunter Wright Stadium, as the Anthem song lives have been read, and the Axemen, the Fly Boys, are getting set. Fly Boys on a two-game winning streak after sweeping the River Turtles, looking to knock off the Red Hot Axemen, who sit on top of the West Division here in Game 20 of the Happy League season. That'll bring us with the pitcher. Starting tonight for Kingsport, a familiar face for the Fly Boys. It's Tommy Meyer out of NIU, Northern Illinois. Meyer this season. This is his fourth start of the year. He's got 15 innings, given up 9 hits, 4 runs. Only 2 have been earned. He's been hit by 2, has hit 2 batters, walked 5, and struck out 9, but opponents are batting just 170 against the lefty out of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and Northern Illinois University of the Mid-American Conference. Made his first start of the year against Greenville in the second game of the season. Went 4 2/3 innings against the Fly Boys, gave up 3 hits, hit a batter, walked 2, and struck out 5. He held the Fly Boys scoreless. Will end up being a 3-1 the series sweep for Kingsport. So Kingsport, like we said, the top team, probably the top team in the Happy League as you look at the league standings and overall. Season were to end after today, or end right now. Kingsport and Burlington will be facing off in the Happy League Championship game. Kingsport comes in at 16-3 and they've won 7 in a row. Hottest team in the Happy League. Have outscored their opponents 155-77, a plus 78 run differential. Nobody in the West Division has a positive run differential this year. So Will Taylor will lead things off as the Fly Boys face the tall task of taking down the Kingsport Axemen. As Taylor will step in, Meyer gets set, and we are ready to go. From Hunter Wright Stadium. Here's the first pitch from Meyer. And that one misses low for ball 1-0. His first pitch at 7.04 p.m. here in Kingsport. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. 1-0 is low. Taylor has to move out of the way. That's 2-0. Well, Taylor batting 300. Scored 3 runs last night despite not recording a single hit. Drew a pair of walks and was reached on an error. That one is in there for a strike. Low, and it's 2-1. Fans still piling in to Hunter Wright Stadium on a warm Thursday night. With the sun going down, it'll cool off a bit. The 2-1. Meyer gets that one in there. Now it's 2-2. They're trying to reach once again. Again, this might be an 0-3. Was able to reach and score some runs last night. 2-2. Taylor laces that one to the outfield. It's going to get down. It's rolling past the left fielder. Taylor's going around first. Off the wall. Taylor's going to be in at second. And he starts off the ball game with a leadoff stand-up double. Boys.
The shortstop, number 3.
What a way to start the contest if you're the Fly Boys and Will Taylor, as that one was rolling out to the outfield. And Will Taylor with that speed, able to easily get the second, and now Dub Gleed will step in. Gleed batting 208 on the season, only been with the team for about a week. as the UC Irvine Anteater product. So Will Taylor lead off double here in the top of the first. Pitch from Meyer to Gleed. Is it over a ground toward first and just goes foul? That would have probably been out as the first baseman, Shaw, for the Axeman was over there in plenty of time. Let's look at the defensive alignment for the Axeman. It's Corbin Shaw over at first base. At second base, it's Casillas. And Casillas at second. Shortstop Mays White. And third base is Jacob Perry. Pitch to the outfield after this pitch. The 0-1 from Meyer. Well, outside 1-0. From left to right in the outfield, you have Ian Riley in left. In center field, Kyle Booker in right field. Nicholas Block as that pitch is in there for strike two, and 1-2 now on Dub Gleed. So the 1-2 pitch coming from Tommy Meyer with Taylor on second after a leadoff double. Here's the pitch. That one's hit foul down the third base line and it's out of play. And he'll check now on the Pizza Inn uniform report. Final time in this six-game home stretch. The Fly Boys wearing the blue batting helmets, the red hats, with the Tennessee state flag logo on the front, the navy jerseys with the red and white trim, red and white trim on the numbers, and Greenville across the chest. The Kingsport Axemen wearing the orange hats with the blue brim. All white jerseys with Axemen across the chest and orange with blue trim on the numbers as well. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming. That was forward. Gleed swings and a miss. Chases after that one. Meyer gets his first strikeout of the night, and there's one away here in the top of the first inning.
The second baseman, number two, Brock Daniels.
That brings up Brock Daniels. Again, he had the ended up getting the game winning RBI double last night to score Taylor. He'd love to do that again here tonight to make it a 1-0 lead early in this one. Taylor sits on second. Meyer comes forward. Daniels hits that one. Slow roller to first. And running over making the step on the base is Shaw. But it does advance Taylor to third base. And he's 90 feet away on the ground out by Daniels for David Bishop. Bishop has not been with the Fly Boys for long, but is batting .278 on the year. An RBI single last night. Tried to make it an RBI double, but was caught trying in a jam, trying to advance to second base. But again, you'll take that. As it scored, what ended up being the second run, and that's the cushion they needed, as the Fly Boys would win 8-7 over Pulaski last night. There's a Bishop breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Taylor over at third base. Bishop steps in. The 0-1. That one breaks back in there again. Good pitch by Meyer, and he's a strike away from ending the inning and keeping the Fly Boys off the board to start this one. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Meyer to Bishop. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, and Tommy Meyer gets out of the jam. So Will Taylor, a leadoff double, but the Fly Boys can't bring him home. Head to the bottom of the first inning. Ryan Schiefer on the mound tonight for the Fly Boys. See what he can do as we return here. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score here, heading to the bottom of the first inning. Between the Flyboys and the Axemen. And look at the pitcher for the Flyboys tonight from Grand Canyon University, Ryan Schieffer. Schieffer making his second start of the season. Comes in with a 1-1 record. 4 2/3 of an innings. He's given up 5 hits, 8 runs. 7 of those earned. Hit a batter, walked 3, and struck out 4. But most of that, unfortunately, for Schieffer came in his last start, his only start of the year before tonight, against Johnson City, in which he went 3 2/3 of an inning, gave up 5 hits, 7 runs, including hit a batter, walked 2, and struck out 3. So struggle against the Doughboys did Schieffer in his last start back on June 17th. There comes Ian Riley to lead off, and Riley is batting 352 on the season, part of this great Axemen team. Again, that's won 7 straight entering tonight. First pitch from Schieffer misses, called a ball 1-0, just misses outside. And that one misses high, and it's 2-0, so Schieffer looking to find some control early on. Avoid a leadoff walk. Issue to Riley. Here's the 2-0. That one just misses outside, and it just missed. Trying to get it back in was Daugherty. Couldn't quite get the call on the edge of the strike zone. So 3-0 now. Dean Riley has the highest on-base percentage in the Appy League. 3-0. That one's in there for a strike, and that's 3-1. So a little confidence booster for Schieffer. Facing his first batter of the evening. A good set with 3-1 to Riley. And here's the pitch. That one misses away, and it's a 5-pitch walk to start the contest from Schieffer. And just like that, there's a runner on for the Axemen to start the contest. Look at the starting lineup for the Axemen with Nick Block stepping in. That's up Kyle Booker behind him. Shea McGahan bats fourth. Jacob Perry bats fifth. Corbin Shaw will bat 6. Maze White bats 7, but that first pitch to Block misses 1-0. Hunter is the catcher tonight. That is Henry Hunter. And then Aaron Casillas bats 9th and plays second base. Riley stands at first after drawing a 5-pitch walk. 1-0 count now. On to Block. There's the fish. That one gets in there for a strike. 1-1. Nick Block batting 304 on the season, 770 OPS. The Woodstock Georgia native played at Walter State Community College in Morristown, Tennessee this year. Swing and a miss. Nice movement on that pitch from Schieffer. It's now 1-2. Schieffer looking to find some more control here in his second batter face. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's just fouled off, reaching out for it was Block, and it's fouled off to the backstop. Defensive alignment for the Flyboys. Ian Daugherty's at catcher. First base. Shortstop is Dub Glee, and your third baseman is David Bishop. We'll get you to the outfield after this pitch. Schieffer gets the call from Daugherty and gets set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Now he's going to check on the runner at first, Riley, and he's back in time. Left to right in the outfield. Miles Smith is in left field, Will Taylor's in center field, and Saborn Campbell is in right field. The 1-2. That one's hit up the middle. Diving catch cannot be made by Daniels. Rounding second is Riley. He's going to go to third. And that is a single for Nick Block, as that one was a sharp liner over Schieffer's head. Daniels couldn't quite make the stop. And there are runners at the corners with nobody out. For Kyle Booker. So walking a hit. I've got the Axemen going here, and again, they score a lot in that plus 78 run differential. Especially Booker's a fastball high, and Daugherty's going to go talk to his pitcher, Schiefer. Schiefer's on his 11th pitch, just 5 strikes, and walked one and is allowed a hit. Booker batting 333 on the year, and this is a lineup that has some great numbers in batting averages, if you look at it, that have only increased so far tonight. Again, the Axemen team has won 7 games in a row. The best record in the Appy League is still on top of the West Division. They lead Burlington for overall record by 1 game. And runners at the corners, nobody out. 1-0 is outside, a bit outside 2-0. That was a good pitch, but couldn't get the call. It's Schiefer. Schiefer trying to get going, trying to find some of those spots, not getting some of those calls on the edge of the strike zone. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Booker. There for a strike, 2-1. You think that the outfield is going to score Riley for sure, and heck, even a double play ground ball, which would be great for fly boys, may score Riley from third if it's hit well enough. Booker has to get out of the way of that one. Now it's a 3-1 count coming from Schiefer. Walk would load the bases. And Shea McGahan stands on deck. And anything to the outfield would become at least one run. The 3-1. That one gets in there. Just gets in. Similar pitch to the last pitch from by Schiefer. But this one found the edge. Now it's a full count. It's the first full count we've seen tonight from either pitcher. Payoff pitch from nobody out. Schiefer looking to get his first out of the inning. Runners at first and third for the Axemen. Here's the pitch. That one's hit over to first base. Throw the second is in time for the first. Back in time. Double play. Great job by O'Reilly. But the Axemen are able to score off the double play and take a 1-0 lead. That's a great play by Jack O'Reilly. Doug lead then goes over to cover second. And then Schiefer ran all the way to first to get the tag made again, or tag the base. But that's an RBI ground out, RBI double play. And that scores Riley from third base. So 1-0 lead for the Axemen here. First pitch to McGahan's outside low, and it's 1-0. That's plays rule up 3-6. All right, he actually went back to Jack O'Reilly. My apologies. So it's a rule of 3-6-3 double play. While Schiefer ran over there to cover, but no, O'Reilly just stayed put on first base. So 2-0 coming to Shane McGahan, who's batting 245 on the season. 791 OPS. 2-0, that one's fouled off behind him, and fire resets. The crowd coming in for Thirsty Thursday here at Hunter Wright Stadium. Enjoying a nice cold beverage, which is needed. It's been a warm day today. Heat index reached 98. It's 2-1. That one gets to the corner and out deuces wild to Shea McGahan. Schiefer looking to settle down and get out of this inning after giving up just one run, but got the double play ball on a ground ball. Thanks to a great play by Jack O'Reilly. 2-2. That one misses outside, and it's now a full count again. And steps in. Here's the payoff pitch for 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. That one gets the bottom of the strike zone. Strike 3 is called, and Schiefer gets his first strikeout of the game. So the Axemen score one, but some great defense. Keeps it at just one run here in the first inning. Can the Fly Boys answer again? They have trailed in most of their games this season. They look to answer again, down 1-0 as we head to the second inning. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
One nothing lead for the Axemen here. Up on top of the second inning, pardon me, as we'll check around the Appy League. Game starts at 6:30. Danville's up 1-0 on Bluefield in top of the fourth. Burlington already up 4-0 on Johnson City in the bottom of the first. Pulaski's up 3-1 on Bristol in the bottom of the first. High-scoring game going on there. And Elizabethton and Princeton are scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Jack O'Reilly steps in as he looks at a first pitch strike called 0-1. O'Reilly made that great double play, 3-6-3 double play. But a run was scored off of that as Ian Riley came in to score, make it 1-0. That one almost clips O'Reilly in the foot. That's the way, 1-1. O'Reilly from Villanova up in Philadelphia, from Villanova, Pennsylvania as well, playing for his hometown school. Dang, 3-18 in his short time here in Greenville, the 1-1. Check swing, and O'Reilly cannot hold up, and that's strike two is Meyer. Already looking for his third strikeout of the game. Allowed a leadoff double to Will Taylor, but since then has been shut down the mound. That one's hit toward the left field. It drops for the left fielder. O'Reilly's got a leadoff single. So sorry, that's the announcer's jinx from me, as that leadoff single here in the second inning. Second hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys, thanks to Jack O'Reilly. Riley gets his first hit of the day, and it comes in Ian Daugherty. Daugherty's batting just 154 on the year. Grant, limited at-bats so far this season, as waiting as a ball went onto the field, probably from the bullpen of the Fly Boys, it does, and everybody will reset. Daugherty did have a three-run homer last Saturday against Johnson City. First home run of the year. Looking to get another one here and give a 2-1 lead possibly, and he was swinging for the fences on that one and fouled it off, 0-1. Dolly from Oklahoma State tonight playing catcher, part of that rotation between him, Avery Collins, Canyon Brown, and Cameron Lovell. Canyon Brown last night in Pulaski. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Canyon Brown is in the lineup tonight, however, at the designated hitter spot. I've seen some of those catchers who also done well at the plate, staying in the ball game to help out with some offense. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Daugherty. Daugherty hits that one. Third gets by the third baseman, rolls to the outfield. Rounding second to Riley. He's going to hold up between second and third as great recovery by the left fielder Riley, as all three balls, the three hits, have been toward left field, and now back-to-back singles for the Fly Boys have them in business with nobody out in the top of the second inning for Miles Smith. Miles Smith batting .313 on the year. He hit a home run in his first at-bat of the season last week against Princeton. Still been very efficient for the Fly Boys. Runs at first and second, nobody out for Smith. Strike right down the middle, it's 0-1. Myers throwing 22 pitches, 18 strikes. So he's been coming right at these batters. But has given up three hits. Has had a couple of runners reach in scoring position now in this early outing, the 0-1. It's a great pitch from Meyer, and Smith fall by swinging at it, but held off and misses 1-1. Smith steps in. And here's the 1-1 from Meyer. That one's chopped to first. Grab the first baseman. Only play is going to be at first. There's another play by Shaw to make sure that one didn't get to the outfield, because if it did, there's a chance that you have O'Reilly coming in trying to score. Moves the runners over for Canyon Brown. He's a pair of runners in scoring position. The North Carolina A&T product has been phenomenal as of late, batting 241 on the season now, and gunned out his second runner of the year last night against Pulaski. These runners are second and third with just one out for Brown. Brown skies that one to right field. It's going to go to foul territory. Going to hang in the air, and nobody can get there in time. It's a foul ball. Casillas, Shaw, and the right fielder Block were all standing there and couldn't find it. That's similar to a ball last night at Pulaski that went fair, where you had Bishop, Cannaday, and Gleed all kind of staring at it. That one ended up blowing into fair territory at the last minute, as it was a windy night in Pulaski, and dropped for a base hit. Luckily, that one stayed in foul territory for the Axemen. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit to the outfield. It's going to get down. One run's going to score. Another run's going to try to score. Rounding third. Part of the plate is on time, but and gets the tag. Foley missed it from my vantage angle. That's a great throw from the outfield to the catcher, Hunter. Sorry, couldn't get a slide down. He's out, but a run does score, as that's an RBI single for Canyon Brown. This game's tied up at one run apiece. Block with a great throw to get it in to the second baseman, Casillas, who got out Dollery trying to score. But still a runner in scoring position with two away for Saborn Campbell. That's a ball 1-0. Campbell, I think it's 194. Of course, he missed a while as he went out to Omaha with his Stanford Cardinal teammates. And of course, that was a short trip for him, as Stanford was two games and out. Very surprising. That number two seed in the country was in the dirt. And it's 2-0. Hunter finds that one. Interesting enough, Ole Miss making the College World Series championship. They were the last team in the tournament. Went 8-3 to end the season and have outscored their opponents 78-20 this entire NCAA tournament. So that's a Cinderella story for the Ole Miss Rebels. They'll take on Oklahoma in the College World Series. But right here, we're tied at one apiece. Top of the second, and that one's outside. 3-0, and Meyer in danger of issuing his first walk of the night. Will Taylor is on deck already, so already back to the top of the order. A chance to here in the second inning. There have been three singles in this inning, including an RBI single by Canyon Brown. Here's the pitch, 3-0, and that one's high, and Campbell draws a two-out walk. First walk issued by Tommy Meyer, and there's runners at first and second with two away for Will Taylor.
The center fielder, number one, William Taylor.
If it was for that great throw by Block to Casillas, there would be a 2-1 lead and just one out for Taylor. So luckily, you only have to get Taylor out, the sacrifice not in effect. Unfortunately, though, Taylor has a double already today. If he gets that here, he would have a chance to score Brown and possibly Campbell with all the speed on the base paths. Taylor's batting average up to 311 on the year. Now misses high 1-0. Talked about Meyer, how efficient he had been to start off. Now he's got 31 pitches, 21 strikes. After at one point having 22 pitches and 18 strikes. Three hits this inning and a walk. Drawn by the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-0. That one's low and it's 2-0. So Meyer, maybe losing some control, and now a conversation going to happen on the mound with his pitching coach. Here in the top of the second, the Appy League. Burlington's now up 5-0. They've scored all these runs in the first inning. They still have the bases low with two outs against the Johnson City Doughboys. Pulaski and Bristol having the highest scoring game of the night already, 3-2. They just started top of the second inning as Bristol answered 3 runs in top of the first by the River Turtles with 2 of their own. And then Danfield leads Bluefield 1-0 top of the fifth. That game started at 6:30. So they have an earlier start in Bluefield. And Princeton and Elizabethton are scoreless in the top of the second inning. Runs at first and second, 2 away for Wilt Saylor in a tied ball game here in the top of the second inning. Thanks to Canyon Brown's RBI single. Score Jack O'Reilly. Now a walk by Saborn Campbell. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Taylor. Taylor hits that one through the hole. Canyon Brown's going around third. Riley's going to come up throwing. The throw to the plate is on the line, but offline just a bit as it bounces low. Throw back to first, try to get Taylor. Taylor slides in, and he makes it on the first base. An RBI single for Taylor, but Taylor comes up wincing a little bit, and now he looks fine as he slides in there. Just got his hand still in the bag as the throw was just offline enough. Thought it was online and thought that was going to be another great play by Riley in the outfield, but it bounced offline at the last minute. And scoring is Brown, an RBI single for Taylor, who's getting checked out over at first base by trainer Maria Mueller. He looks to walk it off. He slid back in the first, kind of banged down in there. He's a guy, again, who missed most of the baseball season with Clemson because of a torn ACL. He plays football for the Tigers and tore his ACL back in September on a kickoff return. Came back to finish up the year with the Tigers. And Taylor looks okay, picking up a little bit. He'll get back on first. So, again, runners at the corners again for Dubb lead. And now a 2-1 lead. Thanks to 4 singles in this inning by the Fly Boys. Dub Gleed will step in. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout. Fastball gets in there for a strike, 0-1. I see Taylor's okay. It's been the best hitter for sure this season for the Fly Boys. It's already 2-for-2 today. The 0-1, the Gleed. Fastball misses, and it's 1-1. Taylor with a single and a double today, so it's a great start for him. Here's the 1-1. Taylor's going to take off for second. Throw to second is offline. Taylor's going to get there safely. Throw to home. A double steal works. Saborn Campbell steals home, and Taylor's going to walk all the way to third. Off the throw that goes wild to the backstop. Great double steal. And the Fly Boys now have a 3-1 lead. So the throw back to home was wide. Now Gleed was standing in the box and so may have gotten the wade, but no call. I'm going to rule that error on the second baseman as well. So now a 3-1 lead. And Taylor's at third base. It's the 1-2 pitch. Gleed hits that one to short. Low one to Casillas. Throws the first, makes the out, but not before the Fly Boys score 3 runs and take a 3-1 lead after the top of the second inning. We get to the bottom of the second. The Axemen will look to answer, trying to preserve that 7-game winning streak when we return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary, go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
3-1 lead for the Fly Boys. They drop three runs in the top of the second inning. Thanks to four singles and a throwing error, scores Saborn Campbell. Fly Boys are rolling right now after that second inning, a 3-1 lead. Had a lead last night late.
Letting out for the X-Men from the University of Minnesota, number 9, Jake Perry.
6-1 lead last night and ended up having a tied ball game to the ninth and scored two runs to win it, 8-7 over Pulaski. There comes Jacob Perry. Or Jake Perry stepping in, bank 353 on the year, and he first pitch swinging goes right behind us. Press box. Got to keep your head on a swivel up here. This is the netting that rolls up to the top, and it stops right in front of the windows, which are wide open here at Hunter Wright Stadium. This pitch from Schiefer misses low, 1-1. Perry is coming in a hole. 3-1 lead for the Fly Boys. That one gets the corner of the strike zone and out. There's one home run of the year and used all of his power against the Fly Boys earlier. Hits that one to left field. Miles Smith's going to go back and look at it go over his head. Bounces off the wall. Perry's going to get in there standing with a double to lead off the second inning. Perry continuing to roll on the season as that one goes over the head of Miles Smith in the outfield. And that's a leadoff double for the Axemen. Corbin Shaw steps in. He's made some great defensive plays and offensively. 308. And last night he came a home run short of the cycle last night, so he has also been on fire. Part of this Axemen team that has been hard to stop as of late. Now and misses for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming from Schiefer, runner at second after a leadoff double by Jake Perry. It's a 1-0 pitch. That one gets down 2-0. I don't know how long Schiefer's going to go. Had that rough out against Johnson City when he went just 3 2/3 of an inning. He's getting up two hits, one run. Walked one and struck out one. So, still on the Grand Canyon product. We'll go tonight in his second start of the season. 2-0. That one's lined on the first base line. Gus goes foul. Thought that one was going to sneak by Jack O'Reilly at first, but it goes off toward the fence, and now it's 2-1. Sun starting to set here at Hunter Wright Stadium. Shadows coming on the right side of the field. Left side still in the sun. If you're on the left side of the field, you're looking at the sun. Maybe why Miles Smith couldn't find that ball is he's staring right into the sun. 2-1. That one misses, and it's 3-1, and Schiefer in danger of issuing a second. Schiefer will reset. Shaw steps back in. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming from Schiefer. That misses. That's ball four. That's the second walk of the contest, and there are runners at first and second with nobody out. 40 Axemen here in the bottom of the second inning. Look at the answer.
From University of Alabama, Birmingham, number 2, Mays White.
Mays White steps in. White was a menace against the Fly Boys the last two times he played. He scored all. He was responsible for all three of those runs in the 3-1 victory. Had an RBI and two runs scored in that game, and made some great defensive plays over at shortstop. Fastball outside, 1-0. White batting 304 on the season. Now Doherty's going to come talk to his pitcher, as long as pitching coach Andy Collins. We got the Schieffer, as Schieffer thrown 32 pitches, just 15 strikes. And to find some control is Schieffer in this one. Looking back around the Appy League, Pulaski's now swelled their lead to 5-2 over Bristol and top the third. So the River Turtles, dangerous offense. As the Fly Boys know, they allowed 5 home runs in the 2-game series up at Calfee Park. Pulaski looks to be doing the same to Bristol with 5 runs already in that one. Burlington still at 5-0 on Johnson City in the bottom of the second. Danville holding a 1-0 lead in top of the fifth with the bases loaded. 3-1 lead for the Fly Boys here, but runs at first and second, nobody out for the Kingsport Axemen with Maze White up for the first time tonight. Here's the 1-0 back on the corner, and it's 1-1. Maze White transferring from Florida State to UAB. Didn't see a whole lot of action with the Seminoles this year, White. And time to go over to the Blazers. That one's sky to right field. Campbell takes a couple of steps forward. Now has to move forward more. Catches it. Tagging up is going to be Perry. The throw to thirds on a line, but offline at the last minute. Takes a weird hop. And now running home to score is Perry, and it's a 3-2 game. So a sack fly from White makes it a 3-2 ball game. That ball took a weird hop on the dirt. Bishop couldn't find it. And that allowed Perry to score. The throw was a little bit offline, granted, but still was going to be a lot closer play. The sack fly works for White to make it a 3-2 ball game. And moving up to second is Shaw on the throw. Now it's a 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys. As Hunter steps in, Hunter made a great tag at the plate to get Doherty out earlier and just missed getting Campbell out. And if he makes that one, it's a 2-2 ball game. Hunter banked 246 on the season. Just a pitch to Henry Hunter, swing and a miss. 1-1. Jimmy fouled it off, my bad. Got a weird angle here. You can't really see home plate that well. Got to look for the netting, so the sun's still out. A little bit of a glare here. Hunter Wright Stadium, I didn't see him hit the ball until the last minute. It's going to be a throwing error by Saborn Campbell. It's going to be ruled on that play, and that allowed Perry to score. So that's a 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys. Henry, and now the runner is in trouble. Doherty picks it up, throw back to second, is in time, and the Fly Boys able to pick off Shaw. Shaw took a lead as Doherty lost that ball for a bit, couldn't find it, and then Shaw got up and just stood there halfway between second and third. Didn't know what to do. Doherty throws it back to second. And Doug Lead tags him out. And they are two away. Bottom of the second inning. Henry Hunter will step back in with a 2-1 count. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Hunter. And it's now 2-2. And Schieffer looks to get his second strikeout of the ball game and end the inning. Pitch from Schieffer. Henry watches that one, and it's full count now with two away. It's a great recovery by Ian Doherty to pick off Corbin Shaw at second. Payoff pitch. That one misses, and Schieffer can't get the call. And that's the walk. Third walk of the ball game issued by Schieffer. That brings up Aaron Casillas with two outs in the bottom of the second inning and a runner on, as that's the third walk issue of the game by Schieffer. Schieffer's already thrown 39 pitches, just 19 strikes. This will be pitch number 40. No, probably that was pitch number 40. This will be pitch number 41. And already taken off is Hunter, and they're going to roll a balk on Sheeper anyway, so Hunter would have gotten there safely no matter what. I'm going to rule a stolen base by the time Sheeper turned around. Hunter was sitting there at second base, staring him right in the eyes. So now runner back in scoring position for the Axemen with two away. Looking to tie them by the Fly Boys in top of the second inning. Here's the first pitch to Casillas. That misses high, and it's a ball 1-0. Sheeper just has not been able to find the edge of the strike zone today. The 1-0. That one's a little outside, 2-0. So I wonder if that bullpen's going to try to get active soon for the Fly Boys if Sheeper continues to struggle here. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming from Ryan Sheeper. That one's hit toward the outfield. Taylor runs over, can't find it. It's going to drop in front of him. Rounding third, Henry. He's going to score, and that's an RBI single for the Axemen with two outs, and they have tied this one back up just like that. Eric Casillas had the walk-off bunt single against the Fly Boys on opening night, and he comes through again to score a run against Greenville with an RBI single with two outs, and we are tied at three apiece. Already back to the top of the order again for Ian Riley, who drew a walk and then came around to score back in the first inning. Sheeper, again, just struggling to get outs. Trying to find a strike zone at times as well. Here's the pitch to Riley. Misses high, and it's a ball, 1-0. Three-three ball game after the Axemen have scored two runs here in the bottom of the second inning, and still have Casillas at first base with two away. The 1-0. That one's fouled off behind the press box, and it's 1-1. Sheeper's ERA, unfortunately, has now swelled up to 14-21 on the season. Granted, it's just his third game of the season, third appearance, and only his second start, but the two starts have been rough. The Grand Canyon Antelope. Here's the 1-1. That one's high. And sack fly from White and then the single from Casillas. And thankfully, Daugherty was able to pick off Shaw at second because without that, that'd be two runs and it'd be probably a 4-3 lead. So a little bit of a chess battle here with some close plays. 2-1, that one is going to hit Riley, and Sheeper just can't find the control right now. Sheeper has been all over the place tonight. As he allows another runner on with two outs, and Nick Block steps in. Sheeper's thrown 47 pitches, just 21 strikes in 1 2/3 of an inning, and has allowed three runs off of three hits. Three walks, a strikeout, and it's hit a batter. Here comes Block. Had a single his last time up, but was out on a 3-6-3 double play. That did score Riley from third base. It's the pitch to Block, and then for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 coming from Sheeper to Block. Little breaking ball that breaks way too much, gets by Daugherty, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Wild pitch from Sheeper, and it's 1-1, and it's just been a rough outing here in the second inning, been a rough second inning for sure for Sheeper, but he is just one out away from getting out of this jam and keeping the game tied, at least, for the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Sheeper. 6 block chase of that one. Now it's 1-2, and Schieffer, if he can get a strike, can get out of this inning and keep the game tied. Schieffer, it's a block with runners at second, third, tied ball game, 3 runs apiece. The 1-2. That one's in the dirt. This time it's blocked by Daugherty, and deuces are wild for Nick Block. Can't quite tell if there's any action in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. There's a large advertising sign. Looks like there is somebody in there. I see it warming up, so I wonder if this will be the last inning for Schieffer. If he can get out of this one. Trying to keep this game tied. The 2-2 pitch. That one. Ball 3 low outside, and now the count runs full again. A walk with load the bases for Kyle Booker. Payoff pitch with 2 outs coming from Schieffer. Here's the pitch. That one's swung on and fouled, and I'll reset. Pretty good pitch coming from Schieffer. Hit 2 away. 2 block. Trying to avoid walking the bases. Loaded. Here's the payoff pitch. And that one, I believe, is going to hit him, and it will. Just Gray's block. That's the second hit batter of this inning from Schieffer. And now the bases are loaded. That would have been a ball anyway. It would have been a walk. And now the bases are loaded for Kyle Booker. Booker grounded out into a double play his last time up. Schieffer just been all over the place, unfortunately, tonight. It's just the second inning, and Booker can blow this one open with a hit to the outfield. Base runners have reached thanks to a walk, a single, and then back-to-back hit by pitches. You can see this at third base. Riley at second. Booker swings that one to left field. Going to hang in the air. Smith's going to chase it down and cannot find it off his glove. Stays fair. One run's going to score. Another run's going to score. Bases clearing. 3 RBI double for Kyle Booker as Smith just could not keep that one in his glove. And it's now a 6-3 lead for the Axemen here in the bottom of the second inning. Miles Smith had to make a great run over to grab it, and it just could not stay in his glove. I thought that one may have gone foul, but it stayed fair. And now it is a 6-3 lead off the 3 RBI double from Booker. Booker's going to take off, and Schieffer hits another batter. That is the third batter of the inning Schieffer has hit. He hits McGahan to send him over to first base. They're going to move Booker back, and Schieffer has hit 3 batters this inning.
The third baseman, number 9, Jake Perry.
As this inning has been just an absolute nightmare for Ryan Schieffer, and Jake Perry's back up. He started this inning with a leadoff double. Last 6 batters have all reached for the Axemen in this inning. They now lead it 6-3 thanks to 5 runs in the bottom of the second. And Schieffer still out there. Just has not been able to get out of this inning. First pitch in there for ball 1-0. Perry had a leadoff. Runners at first and second. A ball that Smith could not just quite grab, scored 3 runs. It stayed just fair. Went off the glove. 1-0, that one is outside 2-0. Schieffer's thrown 58 pitches, just 25 strikes. Has hit 3 batters all in this inning. Has walked 2 batters in this inning. unfortunately, he's also given up 5 runs in this frame. Booger's going to take off for 30. He's in there in plenty of time. Double steal. Booger stays on the bag. McGahan's going to steal second. Double steal pays off. And now a pair of runners in scoring position. It's going to be a 3-0 count with Shaw on deck. Shaw drew a walk but was picked off between second and third. 3-0 in there for a strike, 3-1. That is just Schieffer's 26th strike of the game. He's thrown 60 pitches. 3-1 pitch coming. 3-1 swing and a miss by Perry, and now Schieffer's a strike away from mercifully getting out of this inning. One was a bat, or excuse me, the Axeman a bat around. This one, payoff pitch. That one skied into the air. Smith's going to come over, call off everybody, and Smith makes the catch, and finally the inning ends, but not before the Axeman dropped 5 runs on the Fly Boys in the second inning and take a 6-3 lead in what was a 3-1 lead for the Fly Boys. So, play two. Fly Boys trail it 6-3 as we will come back. Can the Fly Boys make it a comeback and return? Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Historic Downtown Greenville. The hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Six free lead for the Axemen after they score 5 runs in the bottom of the second inning to retake the lead. As we have played an hour and we're just now reaching the top of the third inning. It's been that kind of ball game. As Brock Daniels comes in, fouls that one off. It's 0-1. Schieffer hit 3 batters in that last inning. And, of course, a close play as Miles Smith just couldn't quite grab the ball that would have ended the inning as Daniels hits that one over the first ground. Ball picked up by Shaw, still on the first base, and get the out. Shaw's been busy over at first base in this one. But that ball was hit towards Smith. It was toward the corner. Smith could not grab it in his glove, and it just stayed fair after it went off his glove. And that'll have 3 runs to score, and that's why the lead is 6-3 instead of being a tied ball game, because that would have ended the inning. So the game of inches is what we've seen plenty of times here this season. There comes David Bishop, struck out his last time. Pitch misses outside, 1-0. You got to wonder, Tommy Meyer, that was his 40th pitch of the ball game. You got to wonder how he's going to do after he was sitting in the dugout for a while. 1-0, that was fouled off by Bishop to the netting, 1-1. It was just a long inning that Fly Boys just could not get out of. And this one, here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice. Breaking ball, and it's now 1-2. Tommy Meyer has given up the 5 hits and the 3 runs, but has walked 1 and struck out 2, looking to get back into a groove. Here we now have a 3-run cushion, the 1-2. That one's outside. Bishop holds off, and it's 2-2. Like I said, there was action in the Flyboy bullpen. Just couldn't quite tell who it was, and wonder if they send Schieffer back out there. 2-2 pitch. That one's in the dirt, and it's full count. Bishop holds off on that one. Lights now on at Hunter Wright Stadium. Sun's still out. What will be in effect on any of the players? They're on the shade of the woods that are surrounding the ballpark. Here's the payoff pitch. And that one's outside, and Bishop draws a one-out walk here in the top of the third inning. Cowboys have a run on first with one away for Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly, his last time up, had a single to start the second inning, and then came around to score off the RBI by Kenyon Brown as part of four singles in that inning, including a pair of RBI singles by Will Taylor and Kenyon Brown. That gave a 3-1 lead for the Flyboys, but now trail 6-3 at the battle back here. It's pitched to O'Reilly, and therefore a strike, 0-1. Riley's been busy on defense as well at first base tonight. The Villanova University Wildcat, the 0-1. Brown's also in there for a strike, 0-2. So Meyer looks to find his control again, as the bullpen's starting to get a little active for Kingsport. You'd love to see if Meyer can go four innings if you're the Axeman and settle down a bit. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one's in the dirt, 1-2. Meyer looking to get his third strikeout of the night in this one. 11 on the season now. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Runs outside, 2-2. So neither pitchers, after we've seen some great starting pitching from the Flyboys of late, and heck, even some of their opponents, Princeton had some great starting outings, so did Johnson City. First time we've really seen starting pitchers kind of fold up a little bit here in these matchups. That one's outside, and now making 3-2. Myers thrown 50 pitches, 31 strikes, as pitching staffs are trying to settle in here. First of a two-game series. This is a lone game here at Kingsport. The both teams will meet again tomorrow back in Greenville at Pioneer Park. Bishop takes a lead. Payoff pitch. O'Reilly back after having the count run full. Gets the strikeout, his third of the day, and they're two away here in the top of the third inning.
Ian Daugherty.
Here comes Ian Daugherty. Had a single, tried to come around and score, but was gunned down. A great throw from the outfield. From Block to Casillas to the catcher, Henry Hunter. Bishop on first, two away. First pitch to Daugherty. Daugherty hits that one toward the outfield, making a run over and making a catch on the run. Bumbling, stumbling, makes the grab, is the center fielder, Kyle Booker. What a play by him to end the inning and save a hit and possibly a run from the Flyboys. So we hit the bottom of the third. Kingsport will look to extend their lead. The Flyboys down 6-3 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more, Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, fans, the Flyboys are back at home this weekend. And when you are back at Pioneer Park on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, pick up a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog, because Elm Helm's the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Well, close the book, and if you're Ryan Schieffer, you probably want to burn this book on Schieffer tonight as he is done going just two innings of work. He's got four hits, six runs, all earned. Walks three, strikes out one, and hit three batters. Lasting just two innings. So to the bullpen go the Flyboys for Tyler Blankenship, the pitcher out of Yuba College out in California. Blankenship this season, kind of up and down. 0-1 record, 7.94 ERA, and 11 and a third, has one save as well. And 11 and a third innings pitch. He's going to have 12 hits, 12 runs, only 10 earned. 7 walks to 13 strikeouts. Punch bank 255 off of Blankenship. Blankenship, unfortunately, his last appearance against Johnson City, he went just a third of an inning, but got the save in that 10-9 hold on to win for the Fly Boys. He gave up two hits and one run. That made it a 10-9 ball game, but got a strikeout to end the contest and earned his first save of the season against Johnson City. So Blankenship was able to come up clutch when needed. But now down by three runs, and Corbin Shaw steps in. Pitch from Blankenship. This is low for a ball. Shaw drew a walk his last time up, but was caught, picked off between second and third. Blankenship steps in, looking to come up clutch once again. Here's the 1-0. That one's hit to no man's land. Bloops to the outfield, and that's a leadoff single for Shaw. Leadoff single. Again, that's just the fifth hit of the ball game for the Axemen, but they've just, again, had been able to have the three-run double. And then some walks and hit-by-pitches have allowed guys to reach. It goes Maze White. Had a sack fly his last time up. That got the scoring started in that second inning. Pitch is low, 1-0. White will get set with Shaw over at first, looking to move him over at least. Get him in scoring position and extend the lead. 1-0. Never strike 1-1. This is an Axemen team that scores and scores that well. We mentioned at the top of the broadcast, they have outscored their opponents now 161-80 this year. That's a plus 81 run differential. Burlington's at a plus 49 run differential. 1-1 in there for strike two. So Blankenship looking to find his control. Nobody in the West Division has a positive run differential. Greenville's is now minus 23. They had minus 20, sitting at third place by a game over Johnson City and one game back of Elizabethton for second. White skies that one, same place he hit it last time, and it's called again by Saborn Campbell. Shaw all about tagging up, but does not, and he'll slowly walk back to first and stays there. So back-to-back flyouts to right. This time, though, White cannot score a run, and there's one away here in the top of the third inning. For Henry Hunter. We got to update that score differential, by the way. Burlington has dropped 9 runs already on Johnson City, so they are now outscoring their opponents 132-74. Clearly, the top two teams in the Appy League are Burlington and Kingsport at the moment. But again, Greenville didn't get hot until after July 4th. Last season, going 19-5 down the stretch. Hunter fouls that one off into the stands and will actually get out of the ballpark 0-1. Hunter drew a walk, came around to score his last time up. Look at the standings. Only, I think it was really, just got their fifth win was Bristol. They're 5-14. They have the worst record in the entire Appy League. 11 in the East Division. Bluefield, Princeton, Pulaski. Greenfield's also 8-11 after knocking off Pulaski. The 0-1. And this is for a ball, 1-1. Good pitch from Blankenship. Couldn't get the call, and it's 1-1. Danville, 11-8. They're 4 games back in the East. Elizabethan's 9-10, 7 games back. They, of course, had a 6-game losing streak. Have lost 8 of the last 10. 1-1. Henry skies that one towards second. Brock Daniels will stand in the outfield and makes the catch. And there are two away here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes Aaron Casillas.
The second baseman, number 13, Aaron Garcia.
A single and came around to score his last time up. Pardon me, also had an RBI single as well. Casillas has been the offensive workhorse against the Fly Boys in the three meetings these two teams have had so far. This is the first meeting since opening series of the year back on June 2nd and 3rd. Pitch. Casillas low outside 1-0. Kingsport leads the series 2-0 this season. What were two close games? A 10-9 come from behind a win for the Axemen on opening night. Walk-off bunt single. And then a 3-1 win with the Axemen scoring two runs in the seventh to win that one. That one misses low for ball 2-0. Of course, those were the first two games of the year. This is an entirely different looking roster really for both of these teams. But Kingsport still hot on a 7-game win streak entering this contest. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That one's fouled off, 2-1. If you want to see how different this team is, of the nine players on the field right now, only Blankenship, Daniels, and Taylor were on the roster when those first two games were played. The other six, nowhere to be found. Even Schieffer, the starting pitcher, was not on the roster at that point when the season started. Here's a 2-1. That's ball three from Blankenship and out three. Riley Gleed, Bishop, Smith, and Campbell, and Daugherty all have come in the past 2 weeks or so. So a completely different team, but still down 6-3. Bottom of the third, 3-1. That one almost hits Casillas, leaves it up, and that's a walk. He's about Blankenship, so. Fly Boys have walked now four batters total in just 2 2/3 innings and have hit three. 7-3 passes of any kind issued by the Fly Boys pitching staff. And just one strikeout. It's been a tough day at the office. Grant Blankenship had a little bit more control in his 2/3 of an innings of work. 14 pitches, 7 strikes as Ian Riley steps in already for the third time today. He's 0 for 0 with 2 runs scored as he hits that one toward Dub Gleed. Gleed in the shift for the second. Not in time. Actually, it is. I thought just had a step to Casillas. I thought Casillas was in there. According to our field umpire, Casillas is out at second. That's a close bang-bang play. And Dub Gleed's able to get the out and end the inning. That was close, folks. That was as close as you can get. But I don't get paid to make the calls. I just get paid to report them. So we played a third of the ball game, and finally both these teams are held off the scoreboard. But it's a 6-3 lead for the Axemen. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Some work to do for the Fly Boys here in Kingsport on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Forge Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire. SparkACHain.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Close play at second base, but Doug Glee gets the fielder's choice to end the inning and keep the Axemen off the board. That's the first time both these teams kept off a board in an inning, and it's a 6-3 lead for Kingsport, heading to the top of the fourth. Tommy Meyer still out there, looking like he's going to go for at least one more inning of work. He's going three innings, getting up 5 hits, 3 runs. Only 2 of those earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and he's done well, though. Settled in that last inning. First batter he will face is Miles Smith, as Smith looks at that one for ball 1-0. Meyer, 53 pitches, 33 strikes. But he's found a little bit more of his control that He lost for a bit. 1-0, that one's hit. Over and all, coach Antoine Buckley can't quite grab that one. It goes off his hand. Buck, you got to make the play. Holding on to his hand a little bit. Hopefully he's okay, but Buck, man, got to make those catches. There's the 1-1. Swing around. Smith goes around on a check swing and 1-2. That one kind of jammed him up and just couldn't quite get that one. Good Smith, and now it's a 1-2 count with nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Down 6-3. 1-2 pitch. That one's hit over. A little blooper to second. Going to bounce from the second baseman for the first. It is offline. And Smith's going to reach first base. It would have been a close play as that throw was rushed by the second baseman, Casillas. Should be an error on Casillas, you would assume. Was going to be a close play, however. It took a weird hop, so maybe they'll be kind of roll an infield single. We'll get you the call when it's reported by the score. Scoreboard's already reported an error, so we're going to assume that's an E4. For Smith to reach here in the top of the fourth inning. And now I'll bring up Canyon Brown, who has an RBI single to his credit today. His last time up back in the second inning. Has Smith at first base. That pitch does not hit Brown. Ball it did at first, but ball in the dirt, blocked by Hunter. And it's 1-0. He's going to rule that error on Corbin Shaw, so an E3. There's a missed catch error by Corbin Shaw is what was being reported. So Shaw kind of dropped that one. That was a weird throw, too. But by the way, Smith's on first base. 1-0. Outside and 2-0. Brown steps in looking to get some more magic and get the Fly Boys back into this one. 2-0. All 3-0 and action in the Kingsport bullpen. Can't tell the number, but see a pitcher warming up as Myers burn 59 pitches. This will be number 60. The 3-0. That one misses and a 4-pitch walk drawn by Canyon Brown. There are runners at first and second. With nobody out now for Sabourn Campbell. It's third walk of the day issued by Myers getting these starting pitchers. After we've seen some great starting pitching in the Appy League in these ball games recently, both struggled a bit. Campbell steps in. He drew a walk and came around to score his last time up. Scored off that RBI single by Will Taylor. Or pardon me, he stole. Came home on a throwing error after Taylor went towards second. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. That's 5 straight balls thrown by Meyer, and now his catcher, and he's going to come out and talk to him. Score updates from the Appy League. In the top of the seventh, Danville's up now 3-0 on Bluefield. They're looking to lock up another win of the Otterbod. Still 9-0 lead for Burlington, top of the fourth against Johnson City. Pulaski is up 8-5 now. Bristol just scored as I was getting ready to read it. Bottom of the fourth, so back and forth go the River Turtles and the State Liners. You know, Princeton and Elizabethton are scoreless in the bottom of the third inning of that one. That's the only game without any runs scored tonight. However, four teams have not scored a run in the Appy League tonight, which is, feels rare to say that, especially with one of these games already in the seventh inning. 6-3 lead for the Axemen with Sabourn Campbell up. Runners at first and second. Nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. The 1-0. Campbell nubs that one over to short. Flipped the second. And White bumbled and stumbled. And the ball never got out of his glove. White went to pick the ball up out of his glove and just fell. That one maybe. That's an error on White. So Campbell reaches safely. Everybody's safe. And now the bases are loaded for a pair of errors this inning, and Will Taylor steps back in. And with one swing of the bat, Taylor can either tie it up or take a lead, or at least bring in one run. Two errors this inning and a walk. Have the bases loaded for Will Taylor. 2-for-2 of an RBI. There's the pitch to Taylor. That's outside. Meyer 1-0. This has been a weird ball game today for sure, and it's just the fourth inning. These two West Division rivals separated by just about 45 minutes. 1-0. Allen's in for a strike, and it's 1-1. We saw a wild one opening day where the Flyboys were down, scored 5 runs in 1 inning, and then gave up 6 runs in an inning. Tied it back up at 9, and a walk-off bunt single by Casillas won a 10-9 ball game. So these two teams have rarely had a normal ball game this year. That one's outside, 2-1. That 3-1 ball game was scored thanks to 2 runs in the 7th, and then shut down defense by the Axemen, giving them the 3-1 victory in Game 2 of this series this season. It's the most normal game we've seen from those two teams, for sure. 2-1. That one's outside, 3-1, and Meyer a walk away from walking in a run and making it a 6-4 ball game. Bases loaded for Taylor. He's been good at getting on base this season. See if he can draw a walk here or get a hit, 3-1. In the dirt, ball 4, another run scores. And it's a 6-4 ball game as Campbell's going to score. That's the 4th run of the game. Only 2 have been earned for the Flyboys off of Meyer. And Meyer, that's his 4th walk, and that might be it for the Northern Illinois Husky. If it is, he goes 3 innings, gives up 5 hits, 4 runs. Just 2 of those are earned from Meyer. So 6-4 now our score here in the top of the 4th inning. And the bases are still loaded with nobody out for the Flyboys. We'll tell you about the new arm for the Axemen when we return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So a bases loaded walk by Will Taylor. Now bases are still loaded for the new pitcher of note for the Axemen. That is number 16, Walker Trusley, the Powell, Tennessee native, but at ETSU. This past season, let's get you Trusley's numbers. But of course, we're good Powell's Tiger baseball program just outside of Knoxville. Trusley, this season, this is his 4th appearance of the year. He's got a 1-0 record, has a save, and 9 innings pitched. He's going to have 13 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned. Hit 2 batters, walked 3, and struck out 10. Runs from batting 333 on the season. 15th, he has got the save over the state liners, giving up 4 hits and 2 runs and 3 innings of work. Hit a batter, walked 1, but struck out 6. Strusley will step in. Can't close the book on Meyer yet. He's responsible for all these runners, and the base is being loaded. And Dub Gleed will step in. It's 0-2 tonight, however. Now, there's nobody out for the Flyboys, and Gleed swings the first pitch he sees and misses 0-1. Run, inning started with an error for Smith to reach, then a walk, then another error for Campbell to reach, and then a walk by for Taylor to reach. So that's a 6-4 ball game here. Top of the 4th, nobody out. For Dub Gleed, the 0-1. Gleed hits that one up the middle, going to drop. One run's going to score. Campbell's rounding third. It's ball in the outfield. No run's going to score. We are tied up thanks to a 2-RBI single by Dub Gleed. So Dub Gleed brings home two more runs. Those go on the shoulders of Meyer. Only one of those being earned. And we are tied at six with nobody out and runners at the corners. Thanks to Dub Glee. Club Dub is open for business here in Kingsport. Brock Daniels comes in now with a tied ball game and nobody out still. The runners at the corners. Daniels chops that one foul. 0-1. Meyer still responsible for the runner at third, Will Taylor. So, again, you still can't close the book on him yet. Tied ball game. Here's a pitch to Daniels. That one's low, 1-1 from Truesley. So, Truesley in a tough situation, and Dub Gleed made him pay. Hit it right at the middle, and the ball is bobbled by the center fielder, Booker. Now allow Campbell to come and score and tie it. The 1-1. Wow, it almost clips Daniels, gets out of the way. It's 2-1. This has been a high-scoring affair. Fourth inning. Taylor at third, Gleed at first. 2-1 count, nobody out to Daniels, who's 0-2 today. Fair ground outs to first. Allen's shot fouled, the backstop, and 2-2. Bishop on deck. And if they can get to O'Reilly, avoid a double play, O'Reilly is in the hole. Doug Gleed comes up clutch. Tie this one up. 2-2 count. Pitch. Daniels fouls that one. That one would have been a little bit to the left. Would have been a chance to bring home Taylor for sure. Would have also probably been a chance for a double play by the Axemen. So again, this is another crazy meeting between the Axemen and the Fly Boys. And it's been a back-and-forth affair, tied at six runs apiece. 2-2 to Daniels. Daniels hits that one to the outfield. It gets down, runs in, and the Fly Boys have the lead again with four runs here in the top of the fifth and still nobody out. And a 7-6 lead for the Fly Boys. David Bishop's going to step in. Finally, he can close the book on Meyer. Meyer went three innings, giving up five hits, seven runs. Six of those were earned, four walks and three strikeouts. And Truesley's given up back-to-back hits that have scored three runs for the Fly Boys. Here comes Bishop. He is 0-1 with a walk today as he looks at first pitch strike, 0-1. So it's going to be whichever bullpen can settle down, it looks like. Blankenship was able to keep the Axemen off the board in the last frame. Right now, Truesley's allowed back-to-back hits. 7-6 lead for the Fly Boys here. Nobody out. Special looks at that one. That one's a ball in the dirt, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. That ball went flying up the first base line, and position again with nobody out. For Bishop, and now Henry's going to talk to his pitcher, Truesley. Well, Bluefield scored a run in Danville. They're now down 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh, looking to come back at the Ridge Runners. Another offensively high-powered game is Pulaski and Bristol, 8-5 in the top of the fifth of that one. Still no score in Princeton and Elizabethan, 0-0. The bottom of the third inning. Top of the fourth in this one. So we're already an hour and a half in. Four runs scored in the top of the fourth inning for the Fly Boys. Nobody out. 1-1. Bishop hits down the line. Goes off the glove of the second baseman. And coming in to score will be Will Taylor. And now it's an 8-6 lead. An RBI single from Bishop. Casillas tried to make the play. It would have been a fantastic diving snag, but it went off his glove to the outfield. Taylor's able to come and score. An RBI single from Bishop. It's extended the lead to 8-6. Still nobody out. With runners at the corners for Jack O'Reilly. Carousel keeps on moving for the Fly Boys. It's a pitch to O'Reilly, and Allen misses for a ball, 1-0. Flyboys scored six runs and five runs in this inning, and that's the most they have scored in one inning of six against Kingsport during the year. 1-0. That one's hit up the middle. Casilla stops that one for the second in time for one, for the first in time. Double play, but a run scores. What a play by Casillas, but you'll take it if you're the Flyboys because you score another run and take a 9-6 lead. That's a very great play from Casillas. I don't want to take anything away from him. Fantastic stop on a ball at the middle and makes the double play, 6-4-3, to get O'Reilly and get Bishop, but Daniels will score. Off the ground out, and Daugherty comes in. That first pitch, strike, and zone one. Daugherty reaches. The Flyboys will bat around this inning. They have scored six runs in this inning and have a 9-6 lead. Looking like a football game right now by a field goal. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. A pair of errors and a pair of walks start off this inning for the Flyboys, and then three straight singles. The ground out on the double play. Again, great play by Casillas, but scored a run. 1-1. It's a ball low, and it's 2-1. Again, the Flyboys have retaken the lead in a back-and-forth affair. The 2-1 pitch from Trusley. That one's hit to the outfield. Going to get down, and it'll just go foul. I'm going to say it went foul. It looked like it hit the line, and if that was fair, it would have been a double for Daugherty, but it just goes foul. It just hit the line from up here and must have gone just to the right. And Coach Antoine Buckley is going to ask the umpire where exactly that missed, and he just kind of grins a little bit. That looked like it was very close to being fair, and if it would have been, it would have been the ninth hit of the ball game already for the Flyboys, and now it's 2-2 count. And if you're Walker Trusley, you're bringing a sigh of relief. 2-2 pitch coming to Daugherty with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 9-6 lead for the Flyboys. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off, and Daugherty stays alive. 2-2. Saw crowds piled in to watch a big-time offensive affair. 15 combined runs and 13 combined hits, and we're still in the top of the fourth inning. So wonder what the 2-2 pitch. Shot foul. Daugherty stays alive again. Daugherty inches away from having a double and batting around to bring up Miles Smith, who stands on deck, but can still do some damage here if he can hit one and get on base. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Trusley's going to step off and reset. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming from Walker Trusley. Forward, swing, and a miss, strike three, and he finally gets out of the inning, but not before the Flyboys retake the lead. They score six runs in the top of the fourth inning and have a 9-6 lead. So, can the Axemen answer? They have so far today, or will Blankenship be shut down again? Let's find out together when we turn to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that,
you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
9-6 lead for the Fly Bullies after scoring 6 runs in the top of the fourth, as it's been a back-and-forth affair. 9-6 is our score. Looking like a football score in this one. Blankenship back out there for another inning of work. He shut down the Axemen in the third, kept them off the scoreboard, and at that point, that's all you need from Fly Boys. I don't think you care how many hits your pitchers give up right now, as long as they don't give up any more runs. There's plenty of time left for these teams to score even more.
Heading out for the X-Men, the right fielder, number 33, Nick Block.
Coming up, Nick Block for the X-Men. Lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Block today is 1-for-1. Recently hit by a pitch his last time up, part of three players that were hit by a pitch in the second inning by Ryan Schieffer. Also has a single tonight. It's a pitch, the Block swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Block was also out on a double play turned by Jack O'Reilly back in the first inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Blankenship. Off-speed pitch gets in there for a strike as Blankenship looks to get something working here and show some dominance on the mound. He's had a lot of hit and has a lot of walk, but again, no runs allowed, and that's what you want from your pitchers. 0-2. That one's fouled off into the glove of Daugherty, and that's a three-pitch strikeout to start the fourth inning for the Axemen.
Center fielder, number 7, Kyle Booker.
That brings up Kyle Booker. He is 1-for-2. Grounds a double play is first time up. And a base hit double tonight. First pitch to Booker is low, 1-0. Again, that was a play where Miles Smith had to try to make a catch on the run. If he makes that catch, the inning is over, and the game's tied at 3 runs apiece at the time. But just squirted out his glove and just stayed fair. 3 runs are able to score. Now 2-0 from Blankenship. So that one's low. Wonder if it's going to be a bullpen type of day for the Fly Boys and the Axemen from now on after Schieffer goes just 2 innings and Meyer goes 3. It's 2-0 pitch. Allen's hit up behind us and we'll get out of play. 2-1. And where we're at, we're right in front of this netting that rolls up over the fans behind home plate. So kind of got to stay aware with the window open. A little breeze in. Had a couple hit off this window the last two times that Fly Boys made the trip to Hunter Wright Stadium. But no harm done yet. And like I say, I have life insurance. The equipment does not. 2-1. Lounge in there and strike 2-2. Equipment is very expensive. Very expensive equipment. Me, I got insurance. I think I'm going to be fine. So I tell people all the time when filming or working a game. 2-2 pitch. Looker watches that one miss high. 3-2, and Blankenship's going to reset a bit. And the count runs full on to Kyle Booker. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 9-6 lead for the Fly Boys. It's been a wild game so far tonight. Payoff pitch. That one's inside, and that's a walk. The second of the day issued by Blankenship, and there's a runner on with one out for the Axemen and Shay McGahan. Gahan's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, but was hit by a pitch back in the third inning and was stranded at second to end the frame. Pardon me. Yes, he only got to second base. Booker's over at first with one away. after drawing a walk. Here's the pitch to McGahan, knobbed up to the outfield. Saborn Campbell's going to run underneath at the warning track, makes the catch, and grabs it, and there's now two away. And you'll take the walks and the hits. You don't want them, of course, if that pushes up your pitch count for Blankenship, who's at 25 pitches, 14 strikes now. But as long as those runs sit at zero, you'll take it if you're the Fly Boys. You just want to hold on to this lead, possibly extend it. A pair of big innings have, what was it, a 9-6 lead. Here comes Jacob Perry, and throw back the first, check on Booker. Perry got the scoring start in the second with a leadoff double. Came around to score. He is 1-for-2 today. A run scored. Pitch to Perry. It's outside, 1-0. Trying to climb back into this lead. You saw Pulaski do it the other night. That one's hit toward left field by Perry. Can Smith handle this one at the wall? Makes a catch on the run and keeps it in his glove. What a play by Miles Smith. He's able to keep that one in the glove and ends the inning. And so, for the second string, the Axemen are kept off the board. We played four. The Fly Boys hold a 9-6 lead. So we return here soon. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Six lead for the Fly Boys here. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and fans, Wicked Wee's the official craft beer of the Greenville Fly Boys. Since 2012, Wicked Wee's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. You can find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Maybe you can find one of those this weekend as a pregame homestand for the Fly Boys. Starts tomorrow against Kingsport, and a pair of games on Saturday and Sunday against Elizabethton. So, hope to see you at Pioneer Park. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Right now, top of the fifth, 9-6 ball game. Miles Smith steps in to bat after making a great catch to end the frame and will step in to bat, start off the fifth. I'll miss that side, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Smith. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Well, right now, the reason that Princeton-Elizabethton game is scoreless is because the Whistle Pigs have a no-hitter going in the top of the sixth inning, as that one's hit off of Trusley and makes the catch. That ball ricocheted right from Smith up to Trusley. And he holds on to it. Looks to be fine. That one hit him right off the shoulder. And he flips over the first to get the out of Smith. One away in the fifth inning. Come back to Princeton. The Whistle Pigs are tied at zero runs apiece. And they have four hits themselves, and they have given up zero against the Elizabethton, thanks to Oak and Reddy. Oak has three walks, however, struck out six. Reddy with one and one inning of work has struck out three. So we'll keep an eye on that one. This is a ball low to Canyon Brown. He's reached base safely twice today. As an RBI single has also come around to score a pair of runs. So the 1-0 was chopped over to the dugout and out of play. One to Brown, chopped over the third, handled by the third baseman. For the first is on the line in time. There's two away. That's a good play by Perry over at third. Now that's back-to-back outs. And there's two away in the top of the fifth inning for Saborn Campbell. He reached on an error. Came around to score. He has scored twice today without recording a hit. Drew a walk back in the second and reached on an error in the fourth. So Campbell has been able to score despite not increasing that average any. Mr. Trustley, broken bat up toward the shortstop, and it can't be handled by White. That's another error by the Axemen. That's their fourth of the game and for the second straight time. Saborn Campbell's reached on error, and that's been two errors he's reached on by White. Basically, off a bit has been White with two errors. That was a little broken bat nubber towards short. Should have ended the inning. Instead, it continues, and for the fourth time today, Will Taylor's up. Taylor has reached safely all three times as a double and a single as two RBI as well. He scored, brought a run in, on a bases loaded walk in the fourth. He's going to score himself later in the inning. Two outs now as first pitch ball is 1-0. Taylor has got that batting average up to 323 now. He has been, again, phenomenal this year for the Flyboys. 1-0. That one's low and 2-0. So a 9-6 ball game and a wild one here in Kingsport for sure. I was looking to score again. That one's hit to the outfield. Taylor's going to reach again. Campbell's going to round second. They're going to hold him up at third. That's another single for Taylor. His third hit of the night. With a two-out single and Campbell sits there at third base. There are runners at the corners with two away for Dub Gleed. Dub Gleed had a two RBI single his last time up. So Gleed has a chance to bring home some more runs. That would be seven unanswered if a run scores here and make it a 10-6 ball game. Is the pitch, and that one bounced away from the plate. Campbell's going to come and score off the pass ball, and that's another run for the Flyboys here at the top of the seventh, a 10-6 lead now. On an inning that should have been 1-2-3 error by White at shortstop, allows Campbell to reach a single by Taylor, and now the pass ball scores Campbell, and it's a 10-6 ball game. Taylor sits over at second base, and it's a 1-0 count, two away for Dub Gleed. The 1-0. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Trusley's come in, hasn't looked bad. Has just had not had any help from his defense. 32 pitches, 21 strikes. But his defense has not helped him whatsoever. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one's hit sky high by Gleed, going to hang in the air. White will sell underneath it and makes the catch and had to lean back to grab that one. Avoids making his third error of the night, but Saborn Campbell scores on the pass ball thanks to the error by White. It's now a 10-6 lead. We get to the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Axemen answer after seven unanswered runs by the Flyboys here. The Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
...10-6 lead for the Flyboys. They've scored 7 on an ending that should have been over, but an error by White allows Campbell to reach. A single by Taylor moves in the third, and Saborn Campbell scores on the passed ball. It's now 10-6, 7 unanswered runs by the Flyboys here. A back-and-forth game, and Tyler Blankenship's been solid, has not allowed a single run, two innings of work, has one strikeout, allowed one hit, has walked two. Corbin Shaw steps in. He's 1-for-1 today. Drew a walk. And Shaw swings the first one he sees. That's his second hit of the ball game, and he gets his... second hit, another leadoff single. And something cooking now for the Axemen in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, unfortunately, the no-hitter's been broken up in Elizabethan, as Elizabethan has scored a run on Princeton. But in Burlington, the Sock Puppets are up 11-0 on Johnson City. And they have a no-hitter as well. So, see if Burlington can get a no-hitter tonight. Mace White comes in looking to make up for those errors. He hits one to the outfield. Well, Taylor's going to move over a couple of steps. Makes the catch. The two pitches, one out. So the innings. Burlington took a no-hitter to the ninth inning against Danville earlier this season. That was last Saturday before Danville got a hit in the final frame. They have scored 11 runs. Allowed 0 hits. Sock Puppets. Cooper goes 5 innings, walks 3, but strikes out 10 batters in 5 innings of work. That's Cooper for the Sock Puppets. So, again, Burlington has been great. We'll check in up in the Tar Heel State on that one as the Doughboys look to avoid being no hit, and that'll be the first no hitter of the year. Here comes Henry Hunter. Tonight, but as a run scored, drew a walk back in the second, came around to score, and first pitch outside went up. We're only just halfway through this ball game, about to reach 2 hours of game time. Again, it was just big second inning for the Axemen. They scored 5 runs and 4 runs scored in the 6th. Swing and a miss by Hunter, 1-1. But the Flyboys gave him this 9-6 lead, now a 10-6 lead after a run scored by Saborn Campbell. 3 runs also scored in top of the second for the Flyboys, and a run scored in the bottom of the first for the Axemen. This game's been back and forth, and it's a 10-6 ball game. The 1-1 coming from Blankenship. Bounce in the dirt. Daugherty gets a stop. 2-1. Also a 10-6 ball game in Bristol as Pulaski's up 10-6 on the state liners there in the bottom of the 6th inning. And Danville's holding on against Bluefield up 3-2 in the bottom of the 8th. Bluefield has a runner on with 2 outs looking to make the comeback of the Ridge Runners. They're down 3-0 for the majority of that one. It's 2-1 from Blankenship. That one misses outside, ball 3, and Blankenship in danger of issuing his third walk of the day. And this will be the first time really in danger. There'll be runners at first and second with one out. With Casillas up, if Blankenship can't get this batter out in Henry Hunter. 3-1. That one's hit to the gap. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. That's the second hit of the inning. And now the Axemen have runners on first and second with just one out for Aaron Casillas. Casillas has been perfect today. 1-for-1 with a RBI and a run scored. Drew a walk his last time up. Casillas has made some great defensive plays at that great double play back in the fourth inning to get the first two outs of the inning. So this has been a wild one back and forth. Can Blankenship continue to shut down the Axemen? Pitch to Casillas. Lay down a bunt in zone one. That's how the Fly Boys lost on opening night to the Axemen. A walk-off bunt single by Casillas. Scored the winning run. And now it's 0-1 after Casillas has to pull back. Here's the 0-1. And Blankenship's going to step off. Actually going to call time early as Casillas. Well, that was a balk, but no, they took it forward and Casillas called time. Here's the 0-1 coming from Blankenship to Casillas. That was in the dirt. Everybody's going to move forward. Dodgers going for a third, not in time. So the double play is taken away. That ball is in the dirt. And everybody took off, moved up 90 feet, and Daugherty just could not throw it down the third in time. So now two runners in scoring position with just one away for Casillas on a 1-1 count. Down 10-6 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Flyboys trying to keep the Axemen off the board. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-2. Blankenship has gone two innings of scoreless work. Actually, two and a third of an inning of scoreless work so far. See, this gets set. Blankenship gets the sign. Comes forward. Pitch in the dirt. Daugherty blocks that one. And it's now 2-2. So Daugherty handles that one. That was a pass ball that advanced Shaw to third, Hunter to second. In the seven unanswered runs scored by Greenville in the fourth and the fifth inning on a 10-6 ball game. 2-2 pitch, one out, runners at second and third for Casillas. Blankenship comes forward. That one's hit to the outfield. Taylor's going to take a couple of steps. He's going to have to come up throwing. He'll gun it in, cut off by Gleed, and that works. Sack fly by Casillas, scores Shaw, and it's now a 10-6. That's the first run allowed by Blankenship today. Casillas has been phenomenal for the Axemen, and it's a three-run deficit now and atop the order for Ian Riley. Ian Riley is 0-for-1, but has two runs scored. As Blankenship will step off the throw over, kind of get reset here. They went the throw actually to make sure if Shaw didn't take off too early, and they'll say no, Shaw took off in time. So the run counts on the sack fly. Yeah, I wonder if it was for the pass ball, Shaw would just be staying at third base now, and you have a chance to get out of the inning unscathed. Instead, pass ball. Those little mistakes by both teams have cost them here. Now it misses 1-0. Seven ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Blankenship checks on Hunter at second. Goes forward. That one is in there for a strike. 1-1. Blankenship's thrown 41 pitches, 23 strikes. He's given up three hits, two this inning, one run, two walks, and a strikeout. For the most part, has kept Kingsport in check. Just the one run this inning. 1-1. That one's chopped foul. Nice play by the first base coach of the Axemen. He makes the play, gets some cheers from his dugout. See, that's what Coach Buckley couldn't do for the Fly Boys. Good play, first base coach for the Axemen. Unfortunately, it doesn't count for the Fly Boys, and it's just 1-2, but Blankenship a strike away from getting out of this inning. It's a call from Daugherty. Here comes the 1-2 from Blankenship. He's going to check on Henry, now come forward. That one's in the dirt, gets away from Daugherty, but runs to the infield and late. Been able to block some of these, though, and might be some that's kind of just dropped or Blankenship's maybe just slightly missed on. Seen that a little bit from Blankenship this year, but overall he's been solid. Broadcasting network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Bunnett. Swing it.
Yes, you're going. Ethan. Oh, you did it. All right.
Get it out there.
The 10-7 lead for the Flyboys after run gets back from the Axemen and sack fly by Aaron Casillas. What's been a wild ball game here in Kingsport. Well, fans, it's been a great season so far, and Five Boys are back at home tomorrow. They'll have a three-game set. They finish off the series against Kingsport tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Henry Rowan Carter, Movie Rookie of the Year, will be there signing autographs. Earlier on the concourse, he'll throw out the first pitch. So come and see him. Star Wars night on Saturday. All kinds of characters roaming around the park that night. Should be a lot of fun. And then Sunday is Touch a Truck Day. That game starts, remember, starts at 5:30. At police cars, fire trucks. Chance to win a truck. And the Mega Machines for the kids. So come on out on Sunday. Remember, that game starts at 5:30. Get your tickets. You're at FlyBoysBaseball.com as Brock Daniels steps in. 1-for-3 at RBI single, and that one's lined right underneath us. And rolls all the way back off the top of the netting. That one was a little couple of feet to the left. Daniels will swing it the first pitch he saw. O-1 count coming to Daniels as Trustley out there for another inning of work. Here's the 0-1. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Flyboys looking to extend their lead again. They scored 7 unanswered for the sack fly in the bottom of the 6th. Bottom of the 5th for Army. Hit over to Casillas. Casillas throws over in time. What a play. So Casillas makes another great defensive play, and they run all the way over to grab that one and gets the first out of the inning. Solid play by Aaron Casillas. And he's had a great night tonight on offense and on defense. David Bishop will step in. Bishop is 1-for-2 of an RBI tonight. And has drawn a walk, and that RBI single was last time up back in the 4th. It's a 10-7 lead here in the top of the 6th inning for the Flyboys. Bishop's first pitch swinging, goes down the line into the outfield, rolls to the wall. Bishop's rounding first. He's charging into second. Throw's going to be on a line, but just in there's Bishop. A stand-up, one-out double. Double is Bishop's 2-for-3 now and in scoring position himself. Temp hit the ball game for the Fly Boys and something going for Jack O'Reilly now as there's only just one out in the top of the sixth. One out double from Bishop has got him scoring a position, and now Jack O'Reilly can bring him home. O'Reilly is 1-for-3 tonight with a run scored, but ground out to a double play his last time up. Pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. That was a great play by Casillas, diving to make the stop up the middle, and throwing it back to the shortstop White, who threw it to first to get the double play. Jack O'Reilly has turned double play himself, however, tonight, back in the first inning. Riley chops that one. He's going to stay fair. Cannot advance Bishop. Throw across it in time. Bishop's going to go to third, and nobody's covering the bag. Goes wide of the bag, and Bishop's going to walk in and score off the throwing error by the first baseman. It's 11-7 lead. There were two players standing at third base, but none of which were covering the bag. White may have slightly gotten to the bag, but doesn't matter because the throw was wide from the first baseman. Shaw, that might be the fifth error of the night. It's going to be as Bishop scores despite the ground out. Five errors tonight for the Axemen. That has been costly for sure tonight. And now it's a four-run lead, 11-7. They have scored eight runs in three straight innings as Daugherty fouls that one off. Bishop looked like he was going to be stuck at second, then the gutsy call to have him try to run over the third pays off thanks to the error by Shaw. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit on the line by Daugherty, right to the left fielder, though. Ends the inning, but not before another run scores. The Fly Boys take back a four-run lead up 11-7, heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. So, we head to the bottom of the sixth. Can the Fly Boys hold on? They're up by four runs here in Kingsport on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Eleven to seven lead for the Fly Boys here. After Bishop scores on the error. As Graham Bridie's going to step in now. So three innings done for Blankenship. He got three hits, one run, walked two, and struck out one. As Graham Bridie steps in. A four-run cushion, but unfortunately, Bridie came in against Johnson City. And he was tapped for seven of the runs, scored by the Toad Boys in that one. Well, it ended up being a 10-9 win, but man, Bridie struggled a bit there, and the Toad Boys were able to make a close comeback in that ball game as Bridie finishes warming up. We'll give you the stats on him. The St. Charles Community College in Missouri. Player of that game against Johnson City, he went just two-thirds of an inning, gave up two hits, five runs, three walks, and one strikeout. This season, Brighty has an 0-1 record, 8.59 ERA. 7 1/3 innings pitched, 9 hits, 11 runs, 7 of them earned, 12 walks, and 8 strikeouts. So looking to get on track again. Last time it came in, had a 7-run lead. Now just has a 4-run lead. See if Brighty can find his control tonight. First pitch in there for a strike to Nick Block. Block 1-for-2 tonight. With a run scored. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and Brighty gets in the chase. Brighty is looking to continue this going. Burlington still has a no-hitter on Johnson City. Here's the 0-2. That one's hit up the middle and caught by Dove Gleed. Little liner right to him, and Gleed makes the jumping catch to get the out to start the sixth inning. And that's what you need if you're Brighty. Build your confidence up. He had a rough outing the last time out. Weren't able to get some of those outs. And want to get some of those, especially when it's plenty of time left for the Axemen to score, as they can score at will. With a guy like Kyle Booker, who is 1-for-2 tonight. First on a walk his last time up. This pitch is in there for a strike, called strike, as Brighty looks to have something working right now. This is the most efficient we've seen Brighty look already this season, as he's kind of all over it a little bit, but it's going right after these batters. That one's in there. Or pardon me, it misses 1-1. A little bit outside. 5 pitches, 4 strikes already. So you want to see that if you're Brighty for sure. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Brighty. Allen's hit skyward, and we'll just get over our heads in the press box. 1-2. We had one come close to here. Hit off the far left side of where I'm facing. So I had to make the reflexes yet, but there's still plenty of ball game to be played for sure here at Hunter Wright Stadium. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Brighty to Booker. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Brighty looking good early. He gets a strikeout. The off-speed pitch, and there are 2 up and 2 down for the Axemen here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shane McGahan steps in. He is the lone batter, I believe, today. That is, pardon me, White has not recorded a hit today for the Axemen. 7 runs off 7 hits, but 5 errors by the Axemen today. Gahan goes inside, almost hits him, but misses his Brighty. It's 1-0. 5 errors, and very costly. Again, you can take one of those runs is because of an error, as Campbell scored and would have been out to end the fifth inning. That one's high. It's 2-0 as Brighty just missing on some of these pitches, but still looking well early. The 2-0 to McGahan. Brighty delivers. That one gets in there for a strike. Just gets in there. It's 2-1. Much to the chagrin of the Axemen faithful that have gathered here. A warm night in Kingsport. The 2-1 pitch. That one. It's in there. Strike 2. Same spot. And it's 2-2. Deuces wild to Shane McGahan. Brighty looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Brighty. That one holds up. McGahan keeps the bat on his shoulder. Fallout swing at that one. It misses for a ball, and the count runs full. Seen just 3 strikeouts and 5 walks issued by these Flyboys pitchers tonight. Can Brighty be the first pitcher to have multiple strikeouts? Gets set. Payoff pitch. That one's nubbed up to Daniels. Daniels diving snow cone catch. Jumps up and snow cones it, keeps it in his glove. What a play. Jumps up and robs that one. And McGahan sees Daniels and gives him a little sly smile as he knows he got one stolen from him. What a play by Brock Daniels to make the out and end the inning. So the Axemen kept off the board. We played two thirds of this ball game. We head to the seventh inning. Fly Boys up 11-7 here in Kingsport.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Brock Daniels, snow cone catch to end the frame. That's a 1-2-3 inning for the Axemen as we head to the final third of this one.
The left fielder, number 19, Miles Smith.
Miles Smith will lead it off. Smith made a nice catch at the wall back in the fourth inning to keep the Axemen off the board. Axemen have three scoreless, I think it's just two for the Fly Boys so far. Smith swings the first pitch, he's down the line, it's going to go just foul, and ball is going to stay fair, but Perry able to block it, and so it's 1 now. Burlington's up 14-0 on Johnson City, so that's a football score in the worst way for the Doughboys, and Johnson City still has not yet to record a hit. So again, we'll keep an eye on that one here. 0-1. That one a little high outside, misses 1-1. Trusley. Trusley is throwing 43 pitches, 31 strikes. You know, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. 1 strikeout. Swing and a miss, and good breaking ball. It's 1-2. Probably only 2 of those runs are earned for Trusley. Only 5 of these runs have been earned for the Fly Boys tonight. Makes the 5 errors, and Trusley, this is that one, 2-2. 5 errors by the Axemen. They have just been brutal. Take those away. It's a 7-6 lead for the Axemen. 2-2. That one just misses again, and it's 3-2, so Smith's battled back to have a full count. He's 0-3 tonight, is Smith. But did reach on an error back in the fourth inning. It's a payoff pitch. Smith chops that one over to White. White picks it up, throw across his body, way offline. That's an infield single for Smith. That would have been a fantastic play by White, but the throw was well offline, and Smith was there in plenty of time to get the infield single, and that's how we start off the top of the seventh inning. So a leadoff single by Miles Smith, his first of the night. And with that, every single batter except for Saborn Campbell has recorded a hit tonight for the Fly Boys. Campbell, however, has 3 runs scored because he's reached on a walk and 2 errors. Kenyon Brown will step in. This pitch is low, and it's 1-0. Brown's been solid tonight. 1-2 with pair of runs scored and an RBI. Also drew a walk. Ground out to third his last time up, and a Bishop came around to score. And there's the ball in the dirt, stopped by the catcher, and it's 2-0. Have one final in the Appy League. Danville knocks off Bluefield 5-3, so the Ridge Runners come back, make it interesting, but the Otterbots able to hold off the Bluefield Ridge Runners. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Trusley. That one's hit toward the left, and running back and making the catch on the runs, the left fielder, Riley, and he'll throw it in to keep White at first. That's a great jump by Riley to grab that one. As if that one goes over his head, Smith standing at third base, and that might do it for Trusley. But we'll see if that is it for Trusley. He goes 3 1/3. Gives up 6 hits, 4 runs. Only 2 of those have been earned. Walks 9 and strikes out 1, and that's it for Trusley. Still responsible for the runner at first base and Smith. We'll tell you about the new Axeman hurler. We return. So Fly Boys look to extend their lead up 11-7 here in the top of the 7th inning.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
New pitcher for the Axemen is a familiar name, but probably not if you're a fan of the Axemen, because Zach Radigan pitched earlier this year for the Bristol State Liners. Now coming over to the Kingsport Axemen with the State Liners. Radigan, 0-2 record, 6.55 ERA. Gave up in 11 innings, pitch, got 13 hits, 8 runs. Hit one batter and walked 2, struck out 11. As Radigan from Colorado Northwestern Community College, Littleton, Colorado native. He pitched against Greenville back on June the 5th. That was the first win of the year for the Fly Boys. Went 1 2/3 of an inning, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs. Walked 1 and struck out 2. And then against Greenville back on June 14th, another win for the Fly Boys. He struck one out in 1/3 of an inning of work. That June 14th game was the game where Greenville came back to score 3 runs in the 8th to win it 7-5. He came in and got a strikeout to end that 8th inning. So Fly Boys are familiar with Radigan, just not with these colors. Orange and blue, used to them being in the red and white of the Bristol State Liners. See if that plays into any effect. How the Fly Boys go after Radigan as Saborn Campbell steps in. He is 0-2 today, but has reached on back-to-back errors and has 3 runs scored. Whenever he's been on, he's been able to come around and score. One away for Radigan here in the top of the 7th inning. Smith on first after a leadoff single. First pitch to Campbell. In there for a strike, 0-1. It's a lot of experience for the Fly Boys against Radigan. They've seen his stuff, which may help out this offense. The 0-1. That's in for strike 2, and it's 0-2. Radigan, though, again, got that strike out the end of the 8th inning and keep the Fly Boys from scoring any more runs once they took a 7-5 lead, but Fly Boys held on to win that game 7-5 back on June 14th. The 0-2 from Radigan. That one gets in there for strike 3 for the first time tonight. Saborn Campbell is unable to reach safely. Radigan gets a strikeout, and there are 2 away here in the top of the 7th inning. So 3 pitches, 3 strikes for Radigan. As in 2/3 of an innings, the last 2/3 of an innings he's had against the Fly Boys, he has recorded 2 strikeouts. So he has been very good. It's Fly Boy batters as of late. Back to top of the order for Will Taylor. He's reached all 4 times with a double, a pair of singles, and drew a walk. Also has two RBI and a run scored. First pitch is fouled off and into the netting, and it's 0-1. Taylor can get one to the outfield. Smith will probably try to score. Of course, he's jokingly, we say, halfway to a cycle. Mark Dahlin is the closest player to come to a cycle. He went a home run away back in Johnson City last Friday. Is trying to pick off Smith, unsuccessful, and one. Darden's missed the last couple of games. Just trying to get some guys some at-bats here for the Fly Boys. Of course, Will Brown's missed a couple of games due to an injury. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. 15-0 lead for Burlington now. Still have a no-hitter with one away in top of the seventh. So the Doughboys have eight outs to get their first hit of the ball game. Boy being no-hit. So now 15-0. They're the only team not to score tonight. 1-1 is ranks 2-1. Preston had a no-hitter going until Morgan Calopi hit a home run for the River Riders, but that game's tied at one apiece in the top of the eighth. Pulaski up 10-7 on Bristol, top of the ninth, so Bristol will have to fight to come back now against the River Turtles, who were swept by the Fly Boys the last two nights. A 2-1. That one's fouled off. 2-2, deuces wild, and Rattigan looking to get back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning and keep the Fly Boys off the scoreboard for the first time since the third inning. 2-2 pitch, two outs, Smith first, Taylor up to bat. Here's 2-2 pitch. That one misses just high, and the count runs full. That's a great pitch from Rattigan, just couldn't get the call and couldn't get Taylor to swing. It's a payoff pitch. Coming from Rattigan. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Taylor for the first time tonight. And that's back-to-back strikeouts by Zach Rattigan. See, he's coming to provide some juice from the bullpen for the Axemen. It's time to stretch here in Kingsport. As it's an 11-7 lead still for the Fly Boys here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. We'll get back at you on the other side of this break from Hunter Wright Stadium.
The way I describe it for people is, my dad shot himself, and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Stretch time in Kingsport as Fly Boys lead it 11-7. Looking to get their third win of the year. That'll be the longest win streak of the year as they picked up just their second sweep victory of the season last night. They swept Pulaski up at Calfee Park to start the week. Kingsport on an seven-game winning streak, looking to make it eight games, but they'll need to score four runs in the next three innings to at least tie this one up as Jake Perry steps in. Graham Bridie back in for another inning of work. First pitch to Perry, almost clips him, and it's 1-0. Perry 1-for-3 tonight. A run scored for the Minnesota Golden Gopher. 1-0 from Bridie. In the dirt, and it's 2-0, and now there's some action going on in the bullpen, it looks like. Avery Collins has snuck in there to catch some pitches for whoever's warming up. Can't quite see because of an advertisement in front of the fencing. 2-0. That one's hit toward Daniels. Daniels can't make the diving stop. That's a leadoff single for Perry here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That would have been a fantastic play by Daniels. He just goes underneath his glove to the outfield. Number 35, Perry with a leadoff single. Mets first hit, Bridie's allowed. Eighth hit of the ball game, and here comes Corbin Shaw. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Has reached in every single at-bat he's had tonight. Single in the last time up, came around the score. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Bridie. It's 0-1. The leadoff single stands at first base as Bridie looks to keep the Axeman off the board again. After the fly boys kept off the board first time since the third inning, and that one's tipped into the glove of Ian Daugherty, 0-2. To the Shaw as Bridie gets set. Gets a sign from Daugherty. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, bounces around. Daugherty can't find it. Perry's going to be standing up at second on the pass ball. He looked at going to their third base, but holds up. That was a slow roller, and now is a runner in scoring position for Shaw. With nobody out. Down just by 4 runs, and what's been a wild back-and-forth ball game. He says 6 runs back at the top of the fourth, and then at 1.7 unanswered, and able to find ways to extend this lead, but Axeman were able to have an answer back in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's why it's 11-7. A 1-2 from Bridie. Hit over toward Bishop, goes underneath his glove to the outfield. Perry's going to move up 90 feet and hold at third. That's another single for the Axemen. They're runners at the corners with nobody out.
The shortstop, number 2, Mays White.
Brings up Mays White. Mays White has yet to reach base safely. Had a sack fly back in the second, and then flown out to right and center field. A sack fly would bring home another run. Cut the lead to 3 if White can get one in the air. That one's high for ball, 1-0. 11-7 lead, but runners at the corners with nobody out for the Axemen here in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-0. That one almost clips White. It's out of the way, 2-0. So Brody was looking great that first inning of work he had, and since then it's kind of been a little bit all over the place here. He's getting up 2 hits. Granted, one under the glove of Brock Daniels, one under the glove of David Bishop. You take those defensive plays up, and maybe you got 2 outs. It'll be a tough play for Bishop for sure. Swing and a miss. Actually, he got tipped. Just tipped it. Then White. It's 2-1. That was a good pitch from Bridie breaking away. And White to swing at it. Hunter's on deck for the Axemen. It's 2-1. That one's hit towards center field. That's going to be deep enough to score another run. That'll be the second sack fly of the day. Caught by Taylor at the warning track. Shaw's going to advance to second base, and that's another sack fly from Mays White, and it's an 11-8 ball game. And the lead's cut down to 3, and there's another runner in scoring position for Henry Hunter. So 11-8 now of one away in the bottom of the seventh inning for Henry Hunter, who's been solid today. He's 1-for-2 of a run scored. Drew a walk. Came around the score back in the second. Singled his last time up. Back in the fifth. All right, second one away for Hunter. The pitch outside, it's 1-0. Sack fly from White again has cut the lead down to just a 3-run lead for the Fly Boys. Their smallest lead has been by 2 runs back in the top of the second inning. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Burlington's no-hitter is going to continue for another inning. They get out the seventh without allowing a hit. 15-0 on Johnson City in the bottom of the seventh inning up in Tar Heel State. So again, we'll check out that one all night long for sure. But got a good one here in Kingsport, 11-8 lead for the Fly Boys. 2-0 pitch. Swing and fouled off into the glove of Daugherty. It's 2-1. We're trying to do what Pulaski did last night, chop away, but Fly Boys were able to answer in the top of the ninth and hold on to win 8-7 to sweep the River Turtles at Calfee Park to start off the week. 2-1. That one's hit high into the air. It's going to be fouled off and will land just behind the press box, 2-2. Just waiting for that one to roll up on the netting here and have to make a play, but just kept going out. Two-two for Henry Hunter facing Graham Bridie after a run's been scored off a sack fly by White. 2-2 pitch from Bridie. That one misses, and it's a full count now from Bridie. Bridie looking to avoid walking his first batter, not put runners at first and second with one out. For Casillas, who has been phenomenal today. Payoff pitch. Outside, that's a walk, and there are runners at first and second with just one out for Aaron Casillas. The tying run is coming up to the plate now.
The second baseman,
number 13, Aaron Casillas tonight is 1-for-1 with 2 RBI. An RBI single back in the second, drew a walk in the third, and a sack fly in the fifth. Going to get on base here and continue the inning for the Axemen if they have made it a 3-run ball game. One away here in the bottom of the seventh. That one's high, almost gets Casillas, gets out of the way, and it's 1-0. More action starting to happen in the bullpen of the Fly Boys. Looks like Shane Tucker snuck in there. We'll see what happens here. The 1-0. It's high again, 2-0. So Brody's lost a little bit of control here. It's a 2-0 count now. Coming to Casillas, runners at first and second, just one out, 11-8 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brody's going to look at the runner at second, and then eventually time's going to get called. Checking out Corbin Shaw, making sure he didn't take a lead, did Brody. Maybe also to give some time for his bullpen as it's starting to get a little bit more active over there. The Fly Boys, 2-0. That one gets in there, finds the bottom of the strike zone for a strike 2-1. That one just painted the bottom of that strike zone. It's 2-1 to Casillas. Last couple of batters, Bryce had 2-1, and fortunately have allowed them to do some damage here. 2-1. That one's ripped over to Bishop, and it goes off his glove to the outfield. That's going to be a single. Rounding third, Shaw. It slowly rolls to the outfield. Runner's going to score for the third, not in time. An RBI single by Casillas. And it's now an 11-9 ball game here in Kingsport. RBI single. That was a laser off the glove of Bishop. That will score a run and also advances Hunter to third base, and that's going to do it for Bridie. Now it's 11-9, and Bridie's day is probably done. You can't quite close the book on him as he goes one and a third of an inning, so that three hits, two runs, walks one and strikes out one, and that's it for Bridie. So runners at the corners with just one out for the Axemen here in the bottom of the seventh. Fly Boys still holding on to an 11-9 lead. Tell you about the new Fly Boy hurler when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
11-9 lead now for the Flyboys in the bottom of the seventh. One out. They'll go to the bullpen once again. Looking for a comeback win and looking to do what Pulaski couldn't do last night. It's Carson Jacobs is in. To pitch four. The Flyboys, and Jacobs the other night made an appearance against Pulaski, went one inning, gave up a hit and a run, walked one, struck out two, but that one he gave up was a no-doubt bomb by the bat of Alec DeMartino. That made that time an 8-4 ball game, made things somewhat interesting in Pulaski, but the Flyboys able to hold on for a 9-4 win. That game was... And you just had to hold your breath. Jacobs had one bad pitch, but was able to get out some jams. Looking to do so here tonight in Kingsport. After the Axemen have scored a pair of runs to cut the lead down to two runs apiece. It's the smallest lead of the day for the Flyboys in this one. Last time was 3-1 back after the top of the second inning. Now 11-9 here in the bottom of the seventh in what's been a wild back-and-forth affair. Ian Riley steps in. He's 0-for-2 today. He's drawn a walk and hit by a pitch. As Jacobs comes forward. That one is outside 1-0. A walk would load the bases for the Flyboys are for the Axemen. And be tough for sure for the Flyboys. 1-0. Casillas takes a big lead, and that's a ball 2-0. It has been the problem for the Flyboys has been this bullpen. They have either been on it and able to shut down batters, or they have been off. Of course, in a game like tonight, where it's 11-9, your pitching hasn't really helped you at all for either team. Blankenship was locked down. Brody was fine until this inning, and now Jacobs is in. 2-0. That one is in there for a strike, 2-1. Casillas looked like he was going to take off, took a big lead and stumbled forward. But goes back to first. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming now. From Jacobs. Checks out the first call from Daugherty. Now gets the sign while checking on Casillas at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch now from Jacobs. That one's hit sky or into the air. It's going to get out of play into the bleachers and actually stayed in the park and hung up a little bit longer, and Daugherty didn't realize that till the very end. It hit in front of the dugout of the Axemen. I thought that was going out and getting to the bleachers, and I think everybody on the field did too, because Bishop stopped running for a bit. Daugherty stopped running and just watched it, and everybody in the dugout thought it was going out, and the manager for the Axemen is looking at his dugout like, why don't you tell me that was coming near me? And everybody pointed up like, yeah, that was going out of here, coach. But just died. There's no wind here today now. It's a little bit breezy when we came in for BP, but the wind is still at the ballpark because the sun is set. Past 9:46 here in Kingsport, 11-9. Leaf of Flyboys, 2-2 pitch. hit over toward first base. Throw the second for one. For the first is not going to be in time. Everyone's going to score off the fielder's choice. Trying to get a double play to end the inning was Jack O'Reilly, and just the speed by O'Reilly is able to reach, by Riley, pardon me, he's able to reach. And a run is scored and cut the lead to one. So that run's on the back of Bridie. So now you can close the book on Bridie. So he goes one and a third of an innings, is a three hits, three runs, walks one and strikes out one. So now just down by one run and block coming in for the Axemen. 11-10 ball game. For a strike, 0-1. Nick Block, 1-for-3 tonight. It's hit by a pitch in the second inning, but it struck out and lined out to short his last time up. Riley's going to take off. Throw by Daugherty's nowhere near in time, and stolen base by Ian Riley. Riley took off as soon as Jacobs. He has that long delivery where he has to lean his 6'9 frame all the way back. And now anything to the outfield. Riley's going to try to come around and score and tie this one up at 11. And what's been a wild ball game here in Kingsport. 11-10 our score. 1-1 count with two outs here. The bottom of the seventh inning after three runs have been scored by Kingsport in this frame. Double play could have ended the inning. The 1-1, Riley's going to take off again, but that pitch is going to hit the batter. Riley's got to move back to the second anyway, unfortunately. So if anything else, Block will reach after the hit batter. That's the fourth hit batter of the night by the Flyboys pitching staff. Second time Block's been hit tonight. This pitcher's just been kind of out of control at times, it feels like. For both teams, but especially for the Flyboys, they have struck out just three batters, have walked seven, and have hit four. So that's 11-3 passes issued by Flyboys pitching staffs. And then the five errors by the Axemen are the reason why there's a lot of runs on the board, it feels like. Here comes Kyle Booker, 1-for-3 tonight, with runs at first and second, two away. That's a fastball that's missed for a ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Jacobs now as Booker resets. After hitting block by a pitch, Jacobs knows he missed that one. And he's going to step off to check on the runner at second. And Riley's going to run back. Jacobs gets set. Booker steps in. Here's the 1-0 as Jacobs is going to look back at Riley. A 1-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Jacobs has a long windup. That's why Riley was able to go to second base. Booker steps in. Jacobs gets set. A check on Riley at second. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming from Jacobs. He's going to step off and tries to throw back to second. No one was covering as Riley looked like he was going to take off. But Gleed wasn't covering, and Riley's going to reset. The manager for Axemen's arguing that should have been a balk, but it would not be. Manager for Kingsport's also out of the box. I'm not sure how that's allowed, but again, I'll enforce the rules. That's for 4YC. Allen's outside and 2-1. Two-one count now coming to Booker as Jacobs is trying to keep this one a one-run ball game. Double play would have ended the inning, but couldn't quite get the final out of that double play. He hit the last batter he saw to Jacobs. Here's 2-1. That one's high, and now 3-1. Jacobs is just missing the strike zone, looking like Schieffer with it earlier tonight. Gahan's on deck if Booker's able to reach, and 3-1. You got to wonder if Booker's even going to try to get the bat off his shoulder here. Make Jacobs throw him a strike. Anything to the Alpha is going to tie it, and then if it's deep enough, could possibly give the lead for the Axemen. 3-1 pitch, and stepping off and checking on the runner is Jacobs. Much to the chagrin of the fans here at Kingsport, as Jacobs looking to get another pitch count. Jacobs looks like he's rattled a bit up there. Gets the reset. There's the 3-1 coming from Jacobs. He'll check on Riley again. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's a walk, and that's the first walk of the game issued by Jacobs. So he hits a batter, walks another one, and the bases are loaded. And the base is loaded, just a one-run ball game, and Shane McGahan steps up as the Flyboy bullpen once again has decided to make things interesting. Schieffer that got him down early, and then Blankenship was solid, but then Bridie and Jacobs now have allowed base runners to reach, and three runs have been allowed this inning, and one more run would tie it up. 11-10 ball game. Special McGahan in there for a strike, 0-1. Jacobs can get out of this inning and keep it a one-run game with a strikeout or by getting a pop-out. Luckily, though, with bases loaded, if you're the Fly Boys, and any base is an out. This is crucial here, trying to avoid the Axemen from tying the ball game. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt, gets by Daugherty, and that's going to score a tying run. This game's tied up. Another pass ball. As Daugherty's been busy across the plate, just some missed throws by the pitchers of the Fly Boys, and this game's tied up at 11. Now we're on second, third with two outs, and if anything's hit the outfield, the lead could be taken back by the Axemen. And once again, the Fly Boys blow a lead. It's fifth time this year they have blown a lead of four runs or greater. They're up 11-7 at one point in this one. Tied at 11, 1-1. Now McGahan fouls that one off, and Jacobs will strike away from getting out of this inning. It's been tough for the pitching staffs at times for the Fly Boys as they blew a lead against Kingsport in opening night. Lost that one 10-9. Blew a lead against Danville, ended up walking that one off. Blew two leads against Bristol, ended up winning those two games. Blew a lead last night against Pulaski, ended up winning that game. That one gets by again from Daugherty. Another run scores. Another pass ball, and the Kingsport Axemen take a 12-11 lead. And the wheels have come off completely for the Fly Boys. Five runs in this inning for the Axemen. It's 2-2 count, and McGahan hits one to the outfield. That would score another run and put it to 13-11. Back-to-back pass balls have scored two runs. As again, just can't get out of the innings, can these Flyboy pitchers? 2-2 pitch. That ball gets past Daugherty again, and it's 3-2. Jacobs can't find the strike zone to save his life right now. He's throwing him in the dirt. Daugherty's having to find these and block them like a goalie in hockey. So that one almost gets by. Luckily, it was just slow roller, and the count runs full. Payoff pitch coming to McGahan. Looking to continue the inning. Jacobs hasn't allowed a single hit, but he's allowed two runs. Five allowed in this inning. Payoff pitch. Swing and fouled off by McGahan, and count stays full. Burlington still has a no-hitter in the bottom of the eighth. So Johnson City will have three outs to get one hit, down 16-0 to the Sock Puppets. But right now, Kingsport's taking a 12-11 lead on the Fly Boys. As pitching woes have hurt the Fly Boys for the second time in this game. Payoff pitch. Outside, McGahan draws a walk. And the second time tonight, the Axemen have batted around, and guess what? They had a lead last time they did that. They were down 3-1, scored five runs in the second, took a 6-3 lead. Then coming into this inning, it was 11-7. They bat around this inning and have a 12-11 lead as Jake Perry started this inning off with a single. We'll step in. So Fly Boys are struggling here. Runners at the corners, two away. Remember, double play with end of this inning. Runners going to take off from McGahan, and they're not even going to try to throw it. Smart play by Daugherty. He's going to steal second. Ball one, and Carson Jacobs has thrown 21 pitches, just 8 strikes. He came in relief of Graham Bridey. Double play within the inning, but could not. That one's in there for strike 1-1. If Carson Jacobs is about 2 seconds or maybe even half a second earlier to the bag, inning's over. It's 11-9. Lead for the Fly Boys. They're up batting. But instead, it is 12-11. Axman lead thanks to the back-to-back pass balls. 1-1. That one's fouled off in front of us over the press box. Now it's 1-2. And again, Jacobs is a strike away from finally getting out of this inning. 12-11 lead for the Axemen. So they have come back to take a lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Jacobs. That one's hit toward first. That's bobbled by O'Reilly, and that's going to score another run. Another run's going to try to score rallying third. Daugherty makes the tag before the run can score, but another run scores, though, for the Axemen, and down a heap is the runner. He got his feet jogged up. I believe that's number 21, Shane McGahan, but a run's going to score, and he's up now limping, but looks to be fine. But 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh have given the Axemen a 13-11 lead. They're going to rule an error on O'Reilly there, so that's not a hit. A run score. So 6 runs for the Axemen. We head to the 8th inning. Fly Boys got some work to do again. Now 13-11 to the Axemen here. Hunter Wright Stadium on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Right now our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great. And I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom. Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
It's now a 13-11 lead for the Kingsport Axemen. They score 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning, and Dub Gleed comes up with a 2-run deficit now. And that pitch from Raggins off the plate, and it's 1-0, so neither of these pitchers looking great thus far. Raggin got 2 strikeouts to end the 7th inning his last time in, but it's now at 2-0 count right now. Allen misses for ball 3, so again, pitchers just kind of missing everything for both sides right now, late into the night. 13-11 lead for the Axemen here at the top of the 8. This is the 3-0 pitch. Ball 4, 4-pitch walk, and Doug Glee draws a leadoff walk to start the 8. Now, going to come out and talk to Zach Radigan, his pitching staff for the Axemen. Final score in Bristol, 14-7. Win for Pulaski. They hold on to knock out the state liners. Princeton's now up 3-2 on Elizabethan, so the River Riders look to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. In a game that Princeton had a no-hitter going for the sixth inning with a Morgan Calopi homer. Broke that one open. And Burlington looks to get a no-hitter on Johnson City, up 17-0 on the Doughboys. They are still batting in the eighth, and Johnson City will have three outs to try to record their lone hit of the game. And it had to be a miracle comeback. So I'm scored six runs against the Flyboys the other night, but 17 is going to be tough. There goes Brock Daniels as Doug Lee draws the leadoff walk. Let's ground out his last time up as that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. Daniels was clutch last night. He slings that one foul just to the left side of the base. That was about 2 feet over to the right. That would have been fair. And down the line, Daniels would be standing on at least first base. And you got to think Gleed would be going over the third. 13-11, what's been a crazy ball game here in Kingsport, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Actually a foul tip, and that's the third strikeout of the game by Rattigan.
The third baseman, number 28, David Bishop.
David Bishop will step in. And Bishop had a chance to make a play and also in that last inning, but the ball just went underneath his glove. Would have been a tough play, granted, but just went by him. Bishop is 2-for-3 tonight with a run scored and RBI. Had double and came around the score back in the sixth off the throwing error. Five errors tonight for the Axemen, the reason the Live Boys have scored 11 runs. Inches a ball outside 1-0. The Axemen get out of this to keep the Flyboys off the board. They will have three more outs to extend this lead, and then we'll have to play defense in the ninth. Hold off the Flyboys in the ninth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's hit by Bishop high into the air, but it's going to hang up too long. Left fielder's running up, makes a sliding catch. Good play by Ian Riley. Ian Riley had to make an adjustment the last minute, had to slide in there, and that's a heck of a play by Ian Riley to get the out, and they are two away in the top of the eighth inning. Jack O'Reilly steps in to the tunes of Baby Shark. O'Reilly is 1-for-4 tonight with a run scored. You're going to have to monitor and adjust the volume. Hopefully you haven't blown your ears out. The microphone's kind of near the speaker at Hunter Wright Stadium as that pitch misses high for a ball 1-0. Riley's made some good plays at first, but also had an error the last inning that allowed another run to score, and that's why it's a two-run deficit, 13-11. Here's the 1-0. That's in for a strike 1-1. Ian Riley had made a great play. He's made some good ones in the outfield. Aaron Casillas made a good one to turn a double play earlier in the ball game. So good defense despite the five errors for sure tonight from the Axemen. 1-1. That's in the dirt, blocked 2-1. And then Hunter does what Daugherty couldn't do earlier in the night. Pair of passed balls flying by him. Just at the 3 hour mark here in this one, a game that took about an hour to get out of the second inning, but it's moved along comfortably. The 2-1 pitch now coming to O'Reilly. O'Reilly fouls that one off, and it's deuces wild for Jack O'Reilly. Solid group has stuck around here at Hunter Wright Stadium, and saw a comeback so far for the Axemen. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming, and that's in there, strike three. Zach Rattigan comes up big again. That's his fourth strikeout of the night, and the Flyboys cannot score for the second straight inning. So the Axemen have three outs to extend their lead up 13-11. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Carson Jacobs going back out there for another inning of work after coming in for Graham Bright. He gave up three runs off zero hits, three earned runs, two walks, and hit a batter. The last time he was out there as the Axemen scored six runs. Actually, they're saying, pardon me. Four runs are given up by Brighty. None of those runs are going to be earned by Jacobs. My apologies. Checking the stat lines from the scorebook. It's getting in. Burlington still has a no-hitter in top of the ninth inning. It's up 17-0. Elizabethan has a runner at second with one away in the bottom of the ninth, looking to walk that one off against the Princeton Whistle Pigs. So two exciting, exciting moment going on in Burlington, exciting game here in Kingsport, and a very exciting finish up in Elizabethan, so maybe get the multi-screen view out for these next couple of innings around the Appy League as Corbin Shaw steps in, perfect 3-for-3 today. First pitch to Shaw, rub to the outfield, he's 4-for-4. Leadoff single for Corbin Shaw. That's the fourth single of the day. And the third leadoff single of the game for Corbin Shaw. His first hit allowed by Jacobs. The 11th hit of the day for the Axemen. And there's one on with nobody out here. The bottom of the eighth inning. And it looks like you're going to have a change here for the Axemen. Probably a pinch runner in Corbin Shaw. And this is pinch runner. Corbin Shaw is going to get his flowers. He goes 4-for-4. Reached base safely all five times. He was at bat with four singles. Scored two runs as well. So Corbin Shaw, heck of a day for him. So he has done great. And Nate Anderson steps in. And Anderson from Gardner-Webb University was the player of the week earlier this season. Anderson can fly around the base paths. So Anderson now stands at first base to replace Shaw with Mays White. And White's up for three, but has a pair of sack flies tonight in this one. So Jacobs gets a set of Anderson at first. You got to think Anderson's going to try to take off as soon as he can. That one's hit up the middle toward Dub Gleed. Throw up the second time for one. For the first is on the line and in time. Double play. 6-4-3 double play. Turn as a... very close with the speed of White and Anderson, but double play gets two outs quickly here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Henry Hunter up the bat. And the no-hitter's been broken up in Burlington. Johnson City got their first of the night. They have runs at first and second with nobody out. So Johnson City breaks up the second bid for a no-hitter this season for the Burlington Sock Puppets. That's disappointing. Burlington's now had two games where they've gone eight innings without getting up a hit. Sounds in there for a ball 1-0 to Henry Hunter. So things for the Sock Puppets for sure, but they're still up 17-0 with two outs and a runner at third. So most likely are going to win that one. Elizabethan and Preston is still going down to the wire. Well, Hunter is high, and it's 1-1. Elizabethan has runners at the corners with two away, looking to walk off against Princeton, or at least tie it and force the extra frame. We'll see what happens there. 13-11 lead for the Axemen here after the double play, but turned by Doug Gleed. Swing and a miss, and now it's a 1-2 count. Flyboys will have to score two runs to extend the ball game in the top of the ninth. They did that last night to extend their, to take the lead back against Pulaski. They'll need to score at least three to take a lead and force some pressure onto the Axemen in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. And you're going to watch that one's in dirt, 2-2. I believe that game's gone final in Burlington, and it has. 17-0 win for the Sock Puppets. But Johnson City, the boys getting no hit at least, so that's an all-around great job. Burlington looking like one of the best teams in the league. The other best team in the league by record is the Kingsport Axemen. 2-2. Allen's fouled off and staying alive as Hunter. By record, the Axemen are the best team in the league. They have won 7 in a row, looking to make it 8 in a row if they can close out this one. Scoring 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to take a 13-11 lead, looking to close off Greenville's 2-game win streak after they swept Pulaski. 2-2 pitch. Hunter hits that one. That's in there. That's a 1-out, 2-out single, pardon me, and the inning continues. Axemen still have another chance to extend their lead. That's the 12th hit of the ball game for the Axemen. And Aaron Casillas, who has been phenomenal tonight, steps in for the Axemen. He is 2-for-2 of a run scored, 3 RBI, and has drawn a walk. Has reached base 3 the 4 times he's been up. Had a sack fly earlier in the game. Henry Hunter takes off, and there's no chance as Jacobs was in the middle of his windup. Allen's in the dirt, and Hunter's got a stolen base. And Hunter's a perfect 7-for-7 stealing bases this season. And looking to avoid extending this lead are the Flyboys. Here's a 1-0 coming from Jacobs, and he's going to step off after staring at Hunter at second. Jacobs looks rattled every time a runner has gotten to second tonight and has threw back-to-back pass balls that scored 2 runs that gave the Axemen the lead. There's a 1-0 pitch. And there for a strike, 1-1 on to Casillas. For the Fly Boys, the next inning, it will be Daugherty, Smith, and Brown coming up to the bottom of the order. Needing to score at least 2 runs. 1-1. Allen's grounded foul, and Jacobs a strike away from getting out of the inning. Bases loaded with 2 outs for Elizabethan right now in the bottom of the ninth, down by 1 to Princeton, looking to come back and knock off the Whistle Pigs in a cross-divisional game. That's the only other game going on in the Appy League. We have 2 exciting games still going. 13-11 here in the bottom of the 8th. The 1-2. That one misses, and it's 2-2. Kingsport looking for the 8th straight win. The Flyboys looking for their 3rd straight win. This series will move to Greenville tomorrow for 1 game. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Hit up the middle. That's going to get down. Rounding third is Hunter, and he's going to score, and a 2-out single extends the lead to 14-11, and Casillas has 3 singles tonight as he pushes the lead to 14-11. So Casillas is having a great night. As the 4 in the side for the Flyboys for sure, and Ian Riley's back up again. Riley reached on a fielder's choice his last time up and then came around to score. He has scored 3 times tonight. Drawing a walk in the first and was hit by a pitch in the second. First pitch, Riley swings for that one to the fences and going to hang in the air. Will Taylor's going to settle underneath, makes the catch, falling down, and holds on to the ball, but not before the Axemen score another run, and they now have a 14-11 lead. Fly Boys need to score at least three runs, now three outs to do so, to push this one to the bottom of the ninth inning. Come back and join us here for the exciting conclusion here on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
...14-11 lead for Kingsport, and on top of the ninth in a game that the Fly Boys led at one point, 11-7. As this one has just not gone the way of the Fly Boys down the stretch here. And Zachary Radigan has been phenomenal. He's coming out to close this one. He's struck out four, walked one, allowed no hits and no runs, has kept the Fly Boys off the scoreboard for two straight innings. Princeton holds on to knock off Elizabethton 3-2, so the River Riders load the bases and can't score, and the Whistle Pigs get their ninth win of the season. Elizabethton drops to 9-11. A win here for the Axemen. They hold on, would move them to 17-3. First pitch from Raggins in that first
Jackson
strike
Bishop,
to
Jackson Bishop.
Ian Daugherty. Loss here drops the Fly Boys to 8-12. The 0-1 from Raggins. That one's hit to the outfield. Going to be a tough play, and it's going to get over everybody's heads. Rolls to the wall. Daugherty's rallying first. He's heading into second. And he has a stand-up double to lead off the ninth inning. That's the first hit given up by Radigan. So hold the fawn a little bit, folks. May have some life here for the Fly Boys. Down by three runs here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Miles Smith. Smith singled his last time up, looking to bring home Daugherty and cut this lead down to two runs, but Homer cut the lead down to one. Smith has the power to do so. Pitch from Radigan. It's outside 1-0. Radigan, 26 pitches, 15 strikes. He's been efficient, but that's the first hit he's given up tonight. Again, you can give up two runs and be fine. Here the Axemen, you have that cushion. 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1. Saw the same thing happen with Pulaski, hit that home run last night. Five boys up 8-6. And they got three straight strikeouts from Jack Liberio Jr. Raggin will check on Daugherty, 1-1. That one's chopped over into the air. Going to be a tough play by White. Takes a weird bounce, and everybody's safe. That's an infield single, and suddenly runners at the corners with nobody out for Canyon Brown. And Brown can lift one out of here.
The designated hitter, number 9, Kenyon Brown.
That would tie this one out. Ground out could be a double play, but would score a run, make it a two-run game. Or, of course, you can get a hit and just bring in two runs and be in scoring position yourself. So a lot of options here for Brown. Radigan's got to be careful here. He's giving up his first two hits of the ball game. Pitch to Brown. In there for a strike. Good pitch. That finds strike zone. It's 0-1. Tying runs at the plate, and Canyon Brown, he can tie it up with one swing of the bat. Down 14-11. Here's the 0-1. Allen's fouled, and it's 0-2 now. Ragan looking for his fifth strikeout of the night. Again, he's been phenomenal out of the bullpen. .1411 lead here in the top of the ninth. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Allen's high 1-0. .1411 lead, pardon me, for the Axemen. After a double and a single to start off the ninth inning for Daugherty and Smith. Dan Brown looking to bring home at least one run here. Couple lead to two. 1-2. Allen's fouled off and Brown stays alive. Well, it's the only game still going on in the Appy League. It's been an exciting one. It's been a wild one. These two teams can't seem to figure out how to play a normal baseball game, the definitions of normal baseball games. And they'll do it again tomorrow for the first time at Pioneer Park. First pitch set for 7 o'clock, but still some business to take care of here. The 1-2. Allen's low and a ball 2-2. There is some action in the bullpen for the Axemen if Radigan can't get out of this one. Flyways need to score three to push this one to the bottom of the ninth. Here's a pitch the Brown stays alive, fouls it off 2-2. Hit to the outfield, scores a run. So this will be the seventh pitch of the at bat. Two pitch coming to Canyon Brown. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. Top of the ninth inning and a 14-11 lead for the Axemen. 2-2. In the dirt and the count runs full. And the walk would load the bases for Saborn Campbell. Eighth pitch of the at bat. Coming to Canyon Brown. Payoff pitch coming. Now a swing and a miss. Radigan gets a strikeout and sits down Brown. There's one away here in the top of the ninth. And that might be it for Zachary Radigan. And if it is, he pitched a gem. And actually, manager for the Axemen is going to come back down as I think the dugout kind of vetoed him as they say keep Radigan in. Why not? He's gone. Inning in two-thirds. He's given up those two hits, yes, but has struck out five. And has kept the Flyboys off the board so far. And it looks like it won't be Saborn Campbell. And pinch hitter will be Shamar Dalton coming in now. So Dalton comes in from North Carolina A&T. And Dalton finished a home run short of the cycle against Johnson City last week. And then also had a great defensive play against the Doughboys in which he gunned out a runner trying to go to third from the Flyboy bullpen down the first base line in the corner at Johnson City's TVA Credit Union ballpark. So Dalton's been hot. The umpires get set and write down. The Dalton's coming in. So Shamar Dalton gets set. He's ready to go as he pinch hits for Saborn Campbell. Dalton batting .288 on the season. Also his lone home run of the year here at Hunter Wright Stadium on opening night. First pitch swing and a miss, 0-1. If Dalton can drive one over to the scoreboard again, this game will be tied. But he swung and missed that first pitch from Ragan, who has, again, pitched the gem out of the bullpen. Here's the 0-1. Foul in the ball, and it's 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Runners at the corners. One out coming to Dalton. Here's the pitch. That one misses, and it's 2-1. This will be pitch number 40 for Zachary Radigan. Pitched again, a great game out of the bullpen. The 2-1 pitch. That one's hit over the head. Stays fair. That's an RBI single for Dalton. Rolling to the corner. Smith's going to round third, and he's going to hold up, and that is an RBI double for Shamar Dalton, and now it's a 14-12 ball game. Runs at second and third with just one out as Dalton comes up big for the Flyboys, and that's going to do it for Radigan. So maybe it was time to pull him. He gives up that RBI double, and the Flyboys have inched closer in this one. So that'll do it for Radigan. It's 14-12 ball game. We'll have more action for you. Can the Flyboys come back and tie it up? Take a late lead. We return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
New pitcher for the Axemen is Croy Jenkins. He comes in for Kingsport. Jenkins replaces Zach Ragan. Again, you may have put him in for a bat or too long as Shamar Dalton, a pinch hit, RBI double. And Jenkins, this season, he's gone 11 innings, has a 1-0 record, 2.45 ERA, going to have 7 hits, 3 runs. Hit 3 batters, walked 4, and struck out 10. Against Greenville, back on the 3rd, he got the win over the Flyboys, going 3 1/3 of an inning, gave up 1 hit, 1 run, walked 2, and struck out 1. As that was the 3-1 victory for the Axemen over the Flyboys back on June 3rd. So, been in the spot before, up by 2 runs after the Shamar Dalton RBI double. It's getting interesting here once again with the top of the order, Will Taylor coming up to bat. He struck out his last time up, but Taylor is 3-for-4 of a run, 2 RBI, also drew a walk himself. So can Taylor come through here facing Croy Jenkins? Can't close Ragan's book yet as he's responsible for these two runners. First pitch from Jenkins, sidearms it. Outside 1-0. Anything to the outfield is going to score two with Dalton and Campbell, or Dalton and Smith. And it would be a Taylor. He could end up at second himself.